Thanks for listening to the AM 620 KPOJ podcast, sponsored by the Better World Club, providing travel services, auto insurance, and 24/7 nationwide roadside assistance, but not part of the highway lobby. This is Tom Harbin, Better World Club member since first moving to Oregon. Check out their eco benefits like the nation's only bicycle roadside assistance and their e-newsletter, Kicking Asphalt, at betterworldclub.com.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program.
Well, happy Friday, TGIF. Shabbat Shalom, Juma Mubarak, and all those other happy weekend. Tom Hartman here with you. It is Friday. It is Brunch with Bernie, our regular weekly Friday segment. I think it is our national town hall meeting. I think in reality it is with the man that I think of as one of our national treasures, our national senator, Bernie Sanders. He's not a Democrat or a Republican. He's an independent in the United States Senate representing very ably my former state, the great state of Vermont. And Bernie, welcome to the show. Oh, there you go. I'm sorry, Bernie. I had you potted down. You're back on.
Okay. Well, it's great to be with you.
Great to have you with us, Bernie. By the way, I should let people know you will be taking calls right after our first break at 866-303-2270. You can get in line right now with questions for Bernie. And, of course, Bernie's website, sanders.senate.gov. And you want to drop into our live chat room, tomhartman.com. Our live free video web stream is at airamerica.com. Bernie, the economy, in all its many permutations, is all over the headlines, all over the world right now, from Iceland melting down to, you know, Finland trying a stimulate the economy thing. But here in the United States, we have a crisis.
Tom, we are entering a period which poses the most grave economic challenges for this country since the Great Depression. And what we're looking at, and all over this country, what we're seeing is tragedy. We're seeing decent people losing their jobs. When you lose your jobs, you can't pay a mortgage. You're losing your homes. When you lose your jobs, you're losing your health care. When you lose your jobs, you're not able to send your kids to college. And maybe you're 60, 65, you've worked your whole life, and suddenly you've found your retirement benefits have been cut. You've lost a third of your retirement benefits. You don't know how you're going to live out the remaining years of your life with dignity. These are incredibly tough times. And there are two parts of it I think we have to analyze and that Congress is going to have to be looking at. Number one, how did we get to where we are today? What happened? You remember for 7 years George Bush was telling us how robust the economy was? You remember that, Tom?
Yeah.
Robust was the word. And
yeah,
how the fundamentals of the economy are sound.
Yeah.
And I think what we need, and I'm going to be very active on this, we need an investigation to really point the finger at those relatively small numbers of people, these CEOs of large financial institutions on Wall Street, whose greed could not be controlled. They're not content to make several hundred million dollars a year for themselves, not content to have 10, 15, 20% rates of return. They needed 30% rates of return. They needed 40% rates of return. They had to create these derivatives. Credit default swaps.
Bernie, if I may interrupt you, Bernie, our Comrex box is breaking up, so we're going to go to a break right now and fix the technical end of this. But pardon my interrupting you in mid sentence like that, but it was starting to break up on the air, and so we're gonna fix that, and we will be right back with Senator Bernie Sanders, and he'll finish his comments, and we'll pick up your calls. It's the Tom Hartman Radio Program, our Brunch with Bernie segment. Senator Bernie Sanders with us, 866-303-2270, lines filling up already, and we'll be right back.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Saving the Constitution. Tom Hartman, nationwide, weekdays 9 to noon, AM 620 KPOJ, Portland's only progressive talk station.
Hi, Tom Hartman here. Now, I want to talk to you about gold. Gold is real money, and it's been real money for over 5,000 years. Yes, there will be fluctuations in the price of gold, but gold will still be real money when the dollar is just a footnote in history.
That's why I began buying gold years ago, and now I acquire gold and silver coins through ITM Trading. You can call ITM, too, at 1-888-OWN-GOLD. That's 1-888-OWN-GOLD. There may be rumors of a strong dollar policy or rallies that send the dollar higher for a short time, but in my humble opinion, the long-term future for the dollar is very uncertain. That's why some nations don't even want U.S. dollars today. That's why I'm buying gold for the long term. So call my friends at ITM Trading and talk to their experts. They'll answer your questions and send you a free information packet about owning gold to get you started. Call 1-888-OWN-GOLD. That's 1-888-OWN-GOLD. It's really very simple. Just talk to the experts at ITM Trading. Call 1-888-OWN-GOLD. 1-888-OWN-GOLD.
Carl Wolfson and friends.
Let's get to Joe the Plumber. He's covering the war in Israel.
6 to 9.
You're not going to believe what he said.
I'll be honest with you. I don't think journalists should be anywhere allowed war. And if you're going to sit there and say, well, look at this atrocity, well, you don't know the full story behind it half the time.
Yeah, you know, we should just take what the Pentagon says. No atrocities. You know, that's just war.
It's Carl Wolfson.
I think he's one of those people that had his 5 minutes of fame and now thinks he's really smart.
I kind of lean that he's an idiot.
Morning, 6 to 9.
AM 620 KPOJ.
Portland's only progressive talk station.
Worried about losing your home? Is your bank threatening to foreclose? Well, there's hope. Operation Hope, America's leading financial literacy and empowerment nonprofit. If you're facing mortgage payment challenges, we just may be able to help. Get free, reliable information and guidance by calling the Operation Hope Mortgage Hotline at 888-388-HOPE. That's 888-388-4673. Look, don't lose your home just because you didn't pick up the phone. Make that call today or visit us at operationhope.org.
Is your computer running slowly? Does it take more than 3 seconds for your email to load? Are you getting pop-ups? How about spam? Well, if you're experiencing any of these symptoms, your computer and your privacy are at risk. Because these are the telltale signs of a virus. It'll only get worse until you act. Get a free diagnosis at mycleanpc.com and optimize your PC.
I got the free diagnosis, and now my computer is lightning fast.
My computer never crashes anymore.
Talk about optimization. My computer isn't even this fast at work.
MyCleanPC.com will remove spyware, viruses, and virus-infected emails, all while optimizing your PC performance. It's all-in-one protection, and it's been raved about by USA Today and Computer World. The diagnosis is free. Just log on to MyCleanPC.com. Even if you have antivirus software, your computer could still be infected. Find out instantly with a free comprehensive diagnosis at MyCleanPC.com. If your computer is running slowly or you're still getting pop-ups, you need to get your free diagnosis from MyCleanPC.com. That's MyCleanPC.com.
TurboTax presents a message from Ulysses S. Grant.
Hey there, I'm that handsome devil on the $50 bill, and I want to tell you how you can do your taxes without spending me. Just go to TurboTax.com, because now you can do your simple federal return for free with the TurboTax Federal Free Edition. After all, if you're going to spend me, I'd like you to spend me on something nice, like dinner. At a restaurant of my choosing.
TurboTax. Choose easy. Get the federal free edition at TurboTax.com.
100% fruit juice may not contain actual fruit. Remove clothes from body before ironing. For indoor or outdoor.
In a world full of fine print, it's nice to know Radio Shack has a great selection of no-contract mobile phones. Use a lot of minutes or just a little. Whatever you want, however you want. There's no credit checks, no strings attached, and no absurd disclaimers.
Coffee may contain hot liquid. Do not take aspirin.
Shop with confidence for a flexible Virgin Mobile no-contract phone, like the Virgin Mobile Slash by Samsung, for only $59.99. That's a $20 instant savings at Radio Shack.
Offer good through 2/14/09.
Now back to Tom Hartman nationwide on Portland's progressive talk station, AM 620 KPOJ.
They offered us Al Smith
and Hoover.
We paid attention and we chose. Not only did we pay attention, we paid through the nose.
In every pot he said a chicken.
Oh, yeah.
But Herbert Hoover, he forgot. Not only don't we have the chicken,
you ain't got the pot.
Hey, Herbie.
Yep. This is the original Thank You, Mr. Hoover song from the stage play Annie that got edited out of the stage play in the last decade because it wasn't politically correct to pick on a Republican president. How very interesting. Anyhow, Bernie Sanders, our Brunch with Bernie Hour. Bernie, you want to wrap up your comments there and then
yeah,
we'll pick up some calls.
Just a couple of points, Tom. Number one, it is imperative to understand how we got into this, what amounts to the worst financial scam in the history of our country. A small number of Wall Street tycoons, not content with making hundreds of millions of dollars a year, created exotic financial instruments, acted in an incredibly reckless manner, and have brought our financial system to its knees. That's number one. Number two, in a separate area, clearly we're going to have to invest very substantially in our economy to create the millions of new jobs that we need, rebuilding our infrastructure, moving us away from fossil fuel to sustainable energy, to energy efficiency, investing in healthcare, investing in education, investing in broadband. So what we have now is two parallel problems, making sure the financial system, which is the lifeblood of any economy, doesn't collapse, that we do it in a way that does not drain trillions of dollars from taxpayers' pockets. Second of all, we need to stimulate the economy immediately by passing a significant economic recovery program. As you know, as most listeners know, the House did pass that program last week, despite Barack Obama spending 2 hours on Capitol Hill talking to House Republicans. Not one of them, not one, voted for this job creation program. In the Senate, we will be voting on this bill, I expect, this coming week. And I hope we can, we'll certainly have 56, 57, 58 votes. We need 60 in order to stop a filibuster. And I hope at least that a couple of Republicans will be working with us on this.
I think Americans are starting to see the Republicans for the right-wing cranks that they are rather than...
Well, obstructionist is the word.
Yeah.
We have to rebuild America. We have to take America in a new direction. We have to create 3 to 4 million jobs. We have to rebuild our infrastructure, our energy system. That's what we have to do. That is what this election was about. Barack Obama won. John McCain lost. Let's get going and start fulfilling that agenda.
Well said. Shall we pick up some phone calls now?
Let's do it.
Mitchell in Mawa, New Jersey. You're on the air with Senator Bernie Sanders.
Hi, Senator. Hi, Tom. Here's my question is about health care. This is my question. How much of the current stimulus package addresses universal health care? And I want to know, what are the chances in finally getting this done? And also, isn't it correct that the true Republican objection to this is that a successful health care program would send a message that the government, that if the government can actually serve the public interest, it would fundamentally shift American politics in a progressive direction?
Well, Mitchell, that is an excellent question. Let me start with your second one, and I'll go to the first one. You're exactly right. The political struggle of our time is the following. If we make government work effectively for people, if we have a stimulus package, and people all over this country see college education become affordable, see their roads and water systems being rebuilt and jobs being created, seeing us move away from fossil fuel to sustainable energy and stop having to import $700 billion a year. You know what people will say? They'll say, thank you, President Obama. Thank you, Congress. Let's keep doing it. Let's see a strong public presence working with the private sector, creating jobs, updating our economy. We want to move in that direction. Your question is, if the United States has a successful, cost-effective national health care program which guarantees health care to all people, would that be the worst thing imaginable for the Republicans? It certainly would. It would show that we can do a lot better than the insurance companies. It would show that we could take on the pharmaceutical industry. It would show that we can address a major human need in a way that we have not even begun to address right now. So, Mitchell, that point is exactly right. The second point, does the stimulus package address the issue of national health care? The answer is no. The function of the stimulus package is to create jobs as quickly as possible. So you don't have major legislative initiatives in it. What you have is funding projects that are ready to go. There is a lot of money for health care, but not for national health care. What it would mean if you lost your job right now and you wanted to continue having the health care that you have at work, this stimulus package will help you do that. This stimulus package will help well over 1,000 community health centers all over this country, which are doing a great job providing quality health care, dental care, low-cost prescription drugs, mental health counseling. It will give them a lot of support. It will put money into helping our scientists move aggressively in addressing many of the diseases out there. So there's a lot in health care, but this is not a national health care bill. that will have to come as soon as we can possibly move in that direction.
Dean in Cape Cod, Massachusetts. You're on the air with Senator Bernie Sanders.
Hi. First of all, thank you both for what you do. And I think you're both great. Second of all, I wanted to ask you a question, Senator Sanders, about the it's related to the financial situation we're in. I have good credit on my credit cards, and I just got a thing in the mail where one of my credit card companies wants to up my almost double my interest rate, and through no fault of what I've done. And the reason they're giving me is the principal factor we considered in amending your account is maintaining profitability on your account. So, in other words, I guess they're not making enough money off of me, and so now they want to make more. And like I said, it's like, you know, it seems like greed to me. And the other thing is they want to retroactively increase the interest on my past purchases. So I didn't even know if that's legal, but I guess I just wanted to bring that up and see what you thought of
Thank
that.
Thank you, Dean. What I think is it's an absolute outrage. This is an issue that Tom and I have discussed on numerous occasions. I used to be on the Financial Services Committee in the House where we went over this stuff. What the credit card companies do, what they used to do anyhow, is send out millions. Everybody in America has received one of their brochures telling you to sign up, get a credit card, zero interest rates. And all of that is grossly distorted. What the credit card companies want the freedom to do, and they are doing, is to change your interest rates and other conditions at any time for any purpose. They really don't need an excuse. So to answer you, and if you want to add insult to injury, many of these credit card companies are affiliated with banks who you are bailing out with your taxpayer dollars. So the idea that people in this country are now paying 25 or 30% interest rates on their credit cards, that their rates have been significantly increased despite the fact they pay their bills on time, clearly is an outrage. So what I want to tell you, Dean, this is an issue that many of us are looking at very strongly. There will be legislation to address it. My own view is that we should bring back usury law into America, which basically says that there is a maximum interest rate that any financial institution, any lender can charge. The idea that Americans today who sometimes have to buy food or pay college tuition with their credit cards are being charged 29-30% is incomprehensible. It is an issue that we have to deal with.
Especially now, I mean, back when the prime was 16%, I guess that's,
exactly.
You know, that's when it broke open. But now the prime is zero.
Can you imagine that? Getting money at zero and charging people 29%?
That's insane. It's insane. Maurice in Atlanta, Georgia, you're on the air with Senator Bernie Sanders.
You know what bothers me, gentlemen, is that ultimately so many of the problems that we're facing could have been avoided. Had Bill Clinton not repealed Glass-Steagall, we may not be in this position now in quick succession. Senator Sanders, what is the possibility of creating a movement to repeal Taft-Hartley? Number two, creating federal laws to supersede state laws that repeal the rights of corporate personhood or bestowing corporate personhood. And number three, once again, instituting a strong public financing mechanism to negate the influence of money in the political system. We need those things, and what are the chances
yep.
of you, and I'm imploring you to do these things.
Thank you,
okay.
Maurice.
Well, Maurice has asked some very, very good questions. Let's start off. Many people are not as familiar as Maurice is with what Glass-Steagall was about. Glass-Steagall was legislation developed during the Depression designed to prevent another Depression. And what Glass-Steagall said is that commercial banks could not be merged with investment banks, could not be merged with insurance companies to create these two big-to-fail financial institutions. Well, what you saw under the Reagan administration, under Bush 1, under Clinton, is a strong movement, and certainly under Bush 2, is a strong movement towards so-called deregulation. And caught up in that was the repealing of Glass-Steagall, led by people like Phil Graham and others, but also pushed by people like Bob Rubin, Alan Greenspan. Bottom line is, as Maurice correctly indicates, one of the reasons, and a major reason, for this current financial crisis is the deregulation of Wall Street, the allowing these very, very greedy people to essentially do anything they want, create new financial instruments, operate without transparency under the radar screen. And we're looking very seriously, Maurice, at reinstituting Glass-Steagall as part of the regulatory reform. That's a very important issue. In terms of Taft-Hartley, I don't know that we have the votes to repeal that, but we certainly are going to, within a few months, bring up the most significant labor law reform that this country has seen in many years, and that is the Employee Free Choice Act, which will make it, will give workers a fair shot at being able to organize a union and not have to go into, to be subjected to all kinds of corporate pressure and employer pressure, which is currently the case. And if we can pass that, it will give workers the freedom to exercise their constitutional right to form a union in a way that we have not seen for a very long time. In terms of public funding of elections, I strongly believe in that. Ultimately, we're not going to turn this country around and get a government and a Congress that represents ordinary people until you get big money out of these elections. You would be amazed that despite the absolute horrendous activities, illegal activities of Wall Street, if you think these guys are still not on Capitol Hill lobbying for programs and money to benefit the wealthiest, the most powerful people in this country, you would be kidding yourself. So we certainly need to move to public funding of elections.
Well said. Senator Bernie Sanders taking your calls in our Brunch with Bernie Hour. Check out his website at sanders.senate.gov. You can drop into our live chat room over at tomhartmann.com. You can check out our free live video stream at airamerica.com. 866-303-2270, our telephone number for your calls for Senator Sanders. Picking them up right after this brief moment to stimulate our economy.
You're listening to the Tom Hartmann Program. Call 866-303-2270.
Annoy Hannity. Listen to Hartmann. Tom Hartmann, nationwide. AM 620 KPOJ and 620KPOJ.com. Now more of Tom Hartmann nationwide on Portland's Progressive Talk Station, AM 620 KPOJ.
It's your radio support group for We the People of the United States of America, We the Humans of the Planet Earth, We all life forms having to live together and sustain this planet in health and harmony. Welcome back. Tom Hartmann here with you. It's our Brunch with Bernie, our Senator Bernie Sanders taking your calls. And Freddie in Miami, Florida, you're on the air with Senator Sanders.
Good morning, Senator Sanders, and I should say good afternoon to both of you, especially Professor Hartmann.
Yeah, right. Thank you.
I appreciate your show, and I'm an avid listener on a daily basis, but especially on Fridays when I know that Senator Sanders comes on the show. I have three questions or three ideas, and perhaps maybe you can share some thoughts on this. Number one, let's assume that I'm not an expert on the economy, and I'm not an expert on foreign policy, but are we witnessing the collapse of the failure of global capitalism? Is that what we're seeing right now? That's my first question. And
Freddie, I'm sorry to interrupt you, but we've got a whole long stack of people online, and none of them will get, you know, Bernie won't get to them if everybody does three questions. So Bernie,
well, Freddie, that's a broad enough question, I think, for us to begin with.
Yeah.
I think to answer Freddie's question in one word is yes. What we have seen in recent years is a situation globally where there is an interconnectedness, the likes of which, of course, we have never seen in history, where if there's a problem in the United States, there's a problem in China. If there's a problem in China, there's a problem in the UK. There's a problem in Latin America. The entire global economy is now suffering. And that is an issue. It is a huge issue. Very few people are talking about it, but it has to do with our disastrous trade policies. In my view, it has to do with forcing third world countries to export their agricultural products rather than grow food for their own people. It talks to the power of huge corporations controlling trillions of dollars of investment all over the world. So to answer Freddie's question in one short word, I think the answer is yes.
And at least laissez-faire, unregulated capitalism, right? Would you
Of course. I mean, and what you're seeing in the United States is this whole theory that unfettered free trade is a good thing. Well, it's not. Mm-hmm. You're seeing this theory that if you give tax breaks to billionaires, we all get rich. That's wrong. You're seeing the theory of deregulation, letting Wall Street and these large corporations do whatever they want. That's wrong. So I think many of the basic tenets of global capitalism are now being called into question.
Richard in Gardenia, California, listening on K-Talk. You're on with Senator Sanders. Richard?
Hello?
Hey, you're on the air.
Hi. Pleasure to speak to both of you. Senator Sanders, I have I'm a religious listener to Tom. Anyway, quickly, so why can't we just arrest those on Wall Street? Yesterday, Tom reported that AIG gave $450 million to 400 individuals at $1.135 million per person. And second, why don't we just rescind the Bush and Reagan tax cuts? And I'll get off and let you respond.
Okay. Well, the first reason you can't just arrest anybody is in America, fortunately, we just don't do that. You got to have a process, you have to have a trial, you have to have an investigation, you have to have a prosecution. Having said that, Richard, that is exactly what we should be moving toward. You know, if a kid sells marijuana, that kid could end up in jail. And yet, what we have seen on Wall Street are actions based on greed, based on dishonesty, based on, I believe, illegal behavior, which has caused suffering today not only for tens of millions of Americans who are losing their jobs and their health care, but people all over this world. And Richard's point is, why don't we go after these people? And you know what? He is absolutely right. In fact, I just wrote yesterday to Majority Leader Reid asking for a real investigation. Now, here's the point. There will be investigations. The question is whether, as a Congress, we are really going to go after these guys, hold them accountable, and say, sorry, you know what? You have caused incredible harm. You're not going to retire with several hundred million dollars while the taxpayers of this country are bailing you out. And if you have committed illegal activity, as many of us think you may have, has to be proved, you know what? You're going to jail. Because we are not going to allow you, just because you're rich, just because you're powerful, to get away with criminal activity, which has caused just so much horrendous pain all over this country. In terms of tax cuts for billionaires and millionaires, and repealing Bush's tax cuts, Richard is right. That is what we should do. I will do what I can to see that happen sooner than later.
And I'd like to put in a plug for repealing Reagan's tax cuts. But that's
well, we have, I mean, getting back to this issue, we have the most unequal distribution of wealth and income of any major country on earth, top one-tenth of 1%. One-tenth of 1% earning more income than the bottom 50%. We have got to deal with that reality, and one way you deal with it is through the tax system.
Yep. Philip in Boca Raton, Florida, listening on WINS. You're on the air, Philip.
Yeah, hi. How you doing? Thank you very much for taking my call. I found the giving of money to these banks to be an outrage. Suddenly, Merrill Lynch with the brokerage house as a bank, we gave them money, we did with their bonuses. Goldman Sachs, suddenly a brokerage company, became a bank. AIG, GE Credit. Now, American Express wants to become a bank. And all we're doing is giving money and begging them to lend it to the consumers, lend it to the general population. And they're not. I'm sorry. The liquidity is going nowhere. If we give these guys money, why don't we give them directly? Why cannot we escrow it? And then when they give money, we give them money, buy some of their toxic. If they don't, we don't.
Philip, you've raised the $64 question. The idea of asking people who have failed us, who have told us over and over again that the only thing they're concerned about themselves, to give them money, to beg them to stimulate the economy and ease up on credit, is you're exactly right. And this is exactly the issue that we're struggling with right now. When I'm on the phone with economists every other day, this is complicated and difficult stuff. But if you're going to use taxpayer dollars, how do you make sure those taxpayers' dollars goes to business community so that we create jobs and loosen credit. And rather than beg these large institutions to maybe, perhaps, lend out this money rather than give bonuses to their CEOs. So Philip has put his finger on the question. The answer ain't easy, and that's what we're struggling with right now.
Tim in Detroit, Michigan, you're on the air with Senator Bernie Sanders.
Hello?
Hey, Tim, you're on the air.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
I'll make it quick. I'm from Detroit, and we sat here and watched all of this congressional indignation heaped upon the automaker management staffs. Yet, as I sit and read the New York Times of $18 billion bonuses and one company having three jets, one of which they're taking delivery of, $40 million, where in the blazes is the congressional indignation now? And along with that, to put in something you guys just were talking about, if you guys in Congress were truly, truly on the ball, why in the blazes did you ever think that the financial services companies would do anything without it being written into the same bills that you gave them the money? I mean, who's naive here?
All right, Tim, let me just – please don't use the word you guys. That's a an unfair characterization. You know, there was a president. His name was George W. Bush. There are 435 members of the House. There are 100 members of the Senate. I happen to have voted against both of those bailouts, expressing some of the same concerns that you have just raised right now. The idea that in an administration like the Bush administration, which is the most incompetent, was the most incompetent administration perhaps in American history, would be able to do the right thing with a bailout, I didn't think that was possible, and it wasn't possible. I voted against the second tranche because I didn't see the explicit language that I needed to see, picking up on the question that Philip just asked a moment ago about how we absolutely make sure that that money is used to benefit ordinary Americans, small businesses, create jobs, et cetera, et cetera. And Tim is so please don't use the word you guys. There are many different types of ideologies and political beliefs there. Second of all, the automobile industry, I think Tim makes a good point, but it goes deeper than Tim suggested. One of the things that has happened, as you well know, Tom, in the last couple of decades, is there was a time in America where we had a manufacturing capability where millions of blue-collar workers, white-collar workers, earned good wages producing real products.
Yeah.
And over the years, what we have seen is the rapid decline of manufacturing jobs in America, and what we have seen is the growth of Wall Street. And just a couple of years ago, well over a third of the profits in America went to Wall Street, not to the manufacturing community, not to other areas. What that means is that a relatively small number of people were making a whole lot of money, while we saw the losses of millions of jobs where people were making pretty good money.
Yeah.
That transformation of the economy is extraordinary, and it's something that we have got to look at. Now, Tim raises the question about how some in Congress really ripped after the automobile industry. What you saw there, Tim, is a lot of Republicans, by the way, who don't like unions attacking the automobile industry because we still have the UAW there. But your point is well taken. Clearly, there were two different standards. Wall Street, you can get away with murder. You can give huge bonuses. You can have your jet planes. Detroit was treated in a different light. Not to say, by the way, that the automobile industry has been well managed in recent years, because it hasn't been. But there was a double standard.
Absolutely. Senator Bernie Sanders, I think of him as America's senator, taking your calls, our national town hall meeting, Brunch with Bernie. Check out sanders.senate.gov for Bernie's website and his newsletter, tomhartman.com for our free live chat room, airamerica.com for our free live video stream. We'll be back with more of your calls for Senator Sanders.
Visit HartmanRadio.com for live streaming video of the Tom Hartman Program.
Truth is his weapon.
Tom Hartman, nationwide, AM 620 KPOJ and 620KPOJ.com.
I'm Todd Davis, CEO of LifeLock, and what I'm about to tell you is true. My real Social Security number is 457-55-5462. You may think I'm crazy, but I know my identity is safe. At LifeLock, every member is covered by our $1 million total service guarantee.
Every 3 seconds, someone's identity is stolen. It's not just the money that's being stolen. It's your reputation, your credits, and your valuable time to fix the huge mess. At LifeLock, we aim to prevent identity theft before it happens. And if anything happens happens while you're a client of LifeLock, you'll be protected by our exclusive $1 million total service guarantee. With LifeLock, you'll also see a huge reduction in junk mail and pre-approved credit offers. Call 1-800-643-1385 right now and get 30 days of LifeLock for free. Protect yourself and your family from identity theft. And when you call right now, get 30 days free. Call now, 1-800-643-1385. That's 1-800-643-1385. Again, 1-800-643-1385.
Ed Schultz.
So there's going to have to be some more discussion about this. Which is healthy, which is positive.
Noon to 3.
And I think that we as lefties have got to make sure we know how to embrace all this stuff.
He calls them the way he sees them.
Just because Pelosi and Obama may disagree on the timing of the repealing of the Bush tax cuts doesn't mean that it's nuclear war.
The Ed Schultz Show.
There's going to be more than enough stuff to talk about.
Noon to 3. AM 620 KPOJ.
Online at 620KPOJ.com.
What's worse than losing half of your investments? It's recovering and letting it happen all over again. I'm Bill Meyer, president of Strategic Group, a Portland investment advisor firm. If you're looking for an investment advisor that has a different strategy geared for investing in this volatile market and have 500,000 of investable assets, call now for a free consultation, 503-222-9737.
Real people, real results, Strategic Group.
Here he is, folks. Just when you thought he had left us for a gig in Alaska, he's back. It's that gale force of Prado himself, Old Man Winter. And this year he's piling it on with hits like Chain Me Up or Loose Me Forever. And classics like I Hit the Brakes, But I'm Sliding for You. That is, unless you're driving one of those styling new symmetrical all-wheel drive Subarus from Car Subaru. They're climbing all over winter like some kind of mountain goat, baby. And right now, you can get into a 2009 fully loaded Outback 98 starting at just $17,995. That's right, just $17,995. Daddy, you at Car Subaru. So unless you enjoy hits like Slip Sliding Away, you gotta get to Car Subaru Northwest with more Subarus than winter has snowflakes, mama. Car Subaru, off Highway 217 on Canyon Road in Beaverton, where salaried salespeople see it your way. Oh! Sale price includes $1,500 rebate and is based on 2009 Outback 98. Stock number SO10139.
This is the Mortgage Moment, and I'm here with Hayes Barnard, owner of Paramount Equity Mortgage. Hayes, the economy's a mess. Do you have any positive financial news?
Definitely. Thanks to Uncle Sam's bold action, mortgage rates have just taken an abrupt nosedive. As low as, are you ready for this?
What?
5% flat, with an APR of 5.25. These are the lowest rates we've seen in 50 years.
Yeah, but will this really kickstart the economy?
The Fed didn't mince words. Their explicit goal is to push mortgage rates down to a level that stimulates home buying and refinancing activity.
So who will this truly help?
Listen, virtually every homeowner can save money with rates as low as 5% and an APR of 5.25. So pull the trigger and lock in right now, because these rates could be gone in the blink of an eye. At a time when you need it most, Paramount Equity is still committed to saving our neighbors money. So make one simple call to 718-1000 today. 503-718-1000.
License number ML3256.
Now back to Tom Hartman Nationwide on Portland's progressive talk station, AM 620 KPO. OJ.
Welcome back to Talk Radio for the rest of us. It's the Tom Hartman Radio Program, our Brunch with Bernie Hour. Senator Bernie Sanders taking your calls.
And Tom, if we could, before we get the next question, let me just mention one thing to the listeners and just talk for a second about how elections make a difference. I want people to know that in the midst of these very, very difficult economic times, some real progress has been made since Barack Obama has assumed the presidency. Last week, we passed the Leadbetter legislation, which means that women and minorities and others who suffered pay discrimination now can sue to get back wages, a very significant step forward for workers' rights. Just last night, 9 o'clock in the night, the Senate passed the S-CHIP bill, which Bush had vetoed twice. It will mean that 4 million children in America will have health insurance. It's not a national health care program, but for 4 million families in this country, they know that their kids will now have health insurance who previously did not. So we are beginning to make some progress. Obviously, we've got a long way to go.
Yeah, marvelous stuff. And Matt in Charlevoix, Michigan, I want to note my mother's 82nd birthday was yesterday. She was born in Charlevoix, Michigan. My father is buried in Charlevoix, Michigan, and my mom was the Rose Queen in Charlevoix, Michigan when she was 20. So it's great to see a call from that little town in northern Michigan. Matt, you're on with Senator Bernie Sanders.
Yeah, good afternoon, Tom, and good afternoon, Senator. Yeah, it's a very beautiful day here. It's cold. It's only about 10 or whatnot, but I've spoken to you before, and you've told me about that.
Yep.
Senator, through this entire period of financial crisis, I haven't heard a word spoken about the possibility or the need to think about shutting down some of our offshore bases. I believe we have over 700 military bases overseas, and we've got a Pentagon budget of $700 billion. Now, my question, is this a useful spending of money, and do we really need to be spending, I think, maybe three times more than China to protect ourselves? And I'll take your call off air. Thank you.
Thank you, Matt.
Well, Matt, my guess is we're spending a lot more than three times what China is spending. Matt asked a very proper question. We have a $10.6 trillion national debt. We have huge economic problems facing this country. The Congress has got to take a look at every single department of the United States government, most assuredly including the military. What Matt is saying is we're spending about $540 billion on the military, plus additional money, of course, in Iraq and Afghanistan. Do I think that we can retain our military strength and be effective at fighting international terrorism while we make significant cuts in wasteful Defense Department spending? I surely do, and that's an issue that my office is looking on. Secretary of Defense Gates made the point very recently that he anticipates cuts in military spending. So Matt's point is well taken. We ought to look at every agency of government, including a bloated military.
Bernie, a quick question. I was talking to Tom Chamberlain this morning, who's the president of the AFL-CIO here in Oregon, and he said that he had heard that Hilda Solis's nomination for Labor Secretary had been, that a senator had put a hold on it. If that's the case and somebody has, how does that get broken?
Well, it gets broken with 60 votes. Actually, that is exactly right. Hilda Solis is a dear friend of mine. And Hilda and I worked together in the House for many years when I was there. To my mind, actually, was the best appointment that Barack Obama has made to be, in her case, Secretary of Labor. We are going to fight as hard as we can to see that Hilda is placed in her position. The workers of this country desperately need a Secretary of Labor who is on their side for a change rather than corporate America. The problem that Hilda is having is that the Republicans understand that. They understand that she is a pro-worker member of Congress and would do that as Secretary of Labor, and they're going to do everything they can to slow up that nomination. We're going to try to get it to the floor. We're going to get the 60 votes and get her in a position so she can get to work undoing a lot of the damage that previous Secretaries of Labor have done.
Great. Denny in Rockford, Illinois. You're on with Senator Bernie Sanders. Denny?
Yeah, Senator Sanders, pleasure to talk to you, Tom. You're doing a great job with your show, and I'm very pleased to listen every day. I'm very concerned. My perspective is the Republicans are going to do everything that they can to ensure that President Obama and his policies, his efforts, the Democrats will fail. And I'm really concerned as a casual observer, watching the general news. I'm not able to dig deep often, but just the general Republican efforts, I think, are fairly effective, and I really hope the Democrats have a plan to counter.
Well,
thank you,
Denny, thank you for your observations. As I think many of the listeners know, during the last session of Congress, when Bush's last 2 years, the Republicans mounted 95 filibusters, if my memory is correct, which is far and away an all-time high, doing just what Denny suggested, trying to be obstructionist, trying to make sure that we are not effective in representing working Americans. What we have seen already, despite Obama's best efforts to reach out in an unprecedented way, spent 2 hours with House Republicans on Capitol Hill, never been done before. He got zero votes for the stimulus package. So I fear that Denny's concerns are right. But what I can say is we have a lot more votes now than we did last year. and that we have got to rally the American people at the grassroots level to tell every Republican in the Congress that the American people voted for change. We need to create millions of jobs. We need a national health care program. We need to move away from fossil fuel to sustainable energy. We need to make sure that our kids can get to college, and on it goes. The American people and working families have been ignored for too long. This election was about change, and we're going to bring about change. And for those Republicans who are standing in the way, I hope that their constituents back home will remind them what their jobs are. But Denny is right. We've got a big task on our hands. We've got a lot of work in front of us, but I think we can bring about the change that the American people voted for.
Yeah, and not just remind Republicans. We need to remind a few Democrats as well.
That's right. But we're not going to be – and the other thing is, yeah, but we've all got to work together on this.
Yeah, there you go. Senator Bernie Sanders. Bernie, thanks so much for being with us.
Great to be with you, Tom.
It is always great having you on. And people, check out Bernie's website and his newsletter, sanders.senate.gov. In fact, I just got his the email version of his newsletter about 15 minutes ago while we were on the air, calling for an investigation into what's going on with the banks. Good on him. We'll be right back with Anything Goes Friday. Stick around.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Thanks for listening to the AM 620 KPOJ podcast, sponsored by the Better World Club. Providing travel services, auto insurance, and 24/7 nationwide roadside assistance, but not part of the highway lobby. This is Tom Hartman, Better World Club member since first moving to Oregon. Check out their eco benefits like the nation's only bicycle roadside assistance and their e-newsletter, Kicking Asphalt, at betterworldclub.com.
Welcome to AM 620 KPOJ. Now Tom Hartman, nationwide, 9 to noon, AM 620 KPOJ and 620KPOJ.com.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program.
Okay, here's the bottom line. You want to stimulate the economy, you want to create new jobs, you want to build an industrial infrastructure that works and IT infrastructure that works, you want to build a nation that works. We need a national health care program. It's that simple. Every other industrialized country in the world gets it. Every other industrialized country in the world has it. It's very straightforward stuff. You can't have a plant grow without good soil for its roots. The roots of our economy the need to be rooted in the soil of a national health care program, and the other parts of the commons, the intellectual, the physical, and the human commons that makes everything else work. You want to make American business competitive? Get a national health care system. You want to make it more possible for small businesses to start so that people feel like they can go out and be entrepreneurial and take a risk? Have a national health care system. You want to have a healthier populace so that they're more productive, so that you can get more, well, you know, to be crass about it, more work out of your workers? Have a national health care system. You want to have a happier populace. You want to have people who are not waking up in the middle of the night scared to death that they're going to lose everything because somebody in their family got sick and they can't pay their bills. Have a national health care system. This is not rocket science. This is straightforward stuff. It may well be the most effective way to stimulate the economy, because it is the most important of the structural and infrastructure. You know, infrastructure isn't just bridges and roads. This is the human infrastructure of the country. One of the most important infrastructure items would be a national health care system. Obviously, we need bridges. Obviously, we need people to have free college education. These are pieces of that, you know, roads, mass transit, light rail, all these kinds of things. But none of it really works efficiently without a single payer or a national health care system. My own personal preference is a single payer health care system. Others have suggested over the years a few variations on that. One is to fund so that every state can do their own however they want to do it. Just make sure that everybody in that state is covered. And then you've got 50 incubators to figure out what's the most effective way to do it. But the bottom line is private for-profit health insurance companies are leeches on the backs of this nation. They are sucking the blood out of our country. For every $100 in health care expenses that goes through the hands of the government programs the socialized medicine program we have called the Veterans Administration, or the single-payer national health care system we have called Medicare. For every $100 that goes through those systems, about $3 is the total cost of administration, because you have civil servants, you know, wearing their green eye shades and looking carefully at the numbers, and they got a good pension and a decent pay, but they're not making $100 million a year. And they don't have to pay dividends, stock, you know, stockholders' dividends, and they don't have to they don't have gold-plated faucets in the restroom in the corporate jet, and they don't have to pay for an army of salespeople out there, and they don't have to buy legislators and spend billions of dollars lobbying and advertising and promoting. None of that stuff is in there because it doesn't have to be in there, because it has nothing to do with delivering health care. So the bottom line, you want to have a country that works? Have a national single-payer health care system. It works. It works all over the world. There's a lot of different ways to skin this cat, but they all get back to this one item, and that is get the for-profit companies out of the core of healthcare. Yes, in most other countries, you have some for-profit insurance companies. In many cases, what they do is they serve the very rich. You know, if you want plastic surgery, things like that, you know, that's fine. Let them stick around. But for the average working American, this is something that, much like Social Security, this is something that should be part of the commons. This is something that we all should be working on. Now, the Senator, Congressman John Conyers has proposed House Resolution 676 that would do just this, give us a national health care system. He has proposed this several years in a row now, and in fact, it was co-sponsored by 93 members of Congress last year, including the number three guy in the House of Representatives, number three Democrat in the House of Representatives, Congressman James Clyburn, who, by the way, is a very good guy. He's a very good guy. He's a good friend of Bernie Sanders. In fact, he worked with Bernie on quadrupling the number of community health centers in the United States last year and the year before. He's done some great work. And in an interview with C-SPAN a couple of days ago, I guess it was last Sunday, he was talking about this issue and seemed to suggest that maybe, you know, we shouldn't just, you know, bite off the whole, well, his phrase is that incrementalism might be better than to go out and just bite off something you can't chew. I think we can chew this. But the fact of the matter is that no politician, including Congressman Clyburn, the good guys, can't do it if they don't know that we've got their back, that we're going to go out there and work as hard as we can to help them be successful, that if they stick their necks out, the Republicans aren't going to chop it off and we're just going to stand back and twiddle our thumbs. They need to know that we're here. So today, and not just today, but, you know, on an ongoing basis, but let's kick this off today. Give your A, call your member of Congress, B, call Congressman Clyburn's office and say, Congressman Clyburn, thank you for the great work you've done in health care in this country over the years and all your great years of work and service in the United States House of Representatives. And please do everything you can to support right now in this legislative session, as soon as possible, while we still have, you know, momentum and Obama still has political capital, to support a national health care system like John Conyers, House Resolution 676, or some variation thereof. Let's get this topic on the floor of the House. And James Clyburn is the number three guy in the House. He is the Democratic whip, and this is just so important. Or the House Majority Whip, excuse me. Well, yeah, it's the Democratic whip, and this is just so important. So you can call Congressman Clyburn. Actually, you can call any member of Congress. You go to callcongress.org. It'll take you to a page on my website, tomhartman.com, where we've compiled a list of 800 numbers, toll-free numbers, that will get you to the switchboard in Washington, D.C. They just answer, hey, it's the Capitol, and you say, I'd like to speak to Congressman Clyburn's office, please. Or I'd like to speak to, in my case, here in Portland, it might be, you know, Congressman DeFazio's office, or in Oregon, or Congressman Blumenauer's office, or, you know, whatever. You ask for your member of Congress. And by the way, don't fail also to ask for your two senators. Every state except the District of Columbia, of course, has two senators. So call both your senators, even if they're Republicans. They need to know that you're there. They need to know that we're here. And let's call for a national health care program. This is pretty straightforward stuff. The Nation had a great article by John Nichols who's also, along with me, a member of the Advisory Board for Progressive Democrats of America, pdamerica.org, by the way, after downingstreet.org and pdamerica, Progressive Democrats of America. Check it out. John Nichols writes this piece. He says, a national health care system, he's quoting a study by Jerry Jenkins. This is the study that the National Nurses Organizing Committee of the California Nurses Association put forward, that a national health care system would create 2.6 million new permanent good-paying jobs that are not easily shipped overseas. It would boost the economy by $317 billion. It would infuse public budgets with $44 billion in new tax revenues. Congressman Conyers has called for this, House Resolution 676, his single-payer health care bill. Let's get behind this thing. CalNurses.org, by the way, the California Nurses Association. And that's a good one. PDAmerica.org, you can find out more information. Progressive Democrats of America. But this is important. This is the time. Yeah, you know, it's 10 days in. Barack Obama's only been in office 10 days. And he's done a lot. And he's doing a lot. And if he really wants to have a stimulus of the economy, clearly there's a number of things that need to be done. This infrastructure package, I'd like to see aid to higher education. I would love to see a program where everybody can go to college for free in the United States if they're inclined, and also to trade schools for free for those who are inclined to go in that direction rather than college. There's a lot of just fundamental things that need to be done. But national health care and a national transportation system, light rail, a lot of that is actually built in the stimulus package. But a national health care program is stimulus. It is infrastructure. In the Declaration of Independence, Thomas Jefferson wrote about life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. These are the core values. These are the core rights that the founders believed we had. How can you have the right to life if you don't have access to health care when you're sick? I mean, it's really that simple. So go to callcongress.org. Or you can try Congressman Claiborne's office, 202-225-3315. We'll be right back with your calls.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Blindingly logical. Tom Hartman, nationwide, AM 620 KPOJ and 620KPOJ.com.
Reason number 48 to switch to Geico.
As much as you enjoy the experience, you won't have to go to the post office. We can automatically debit your checking account or even charge your premium to your credit card. It's easy and you never have to worry about mailing your car insurance premium again. But we must warn you, you won't get to use any postage stamps. I hear they're coming out with some pretty cool designs.
For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
President Barack Obama. A new leader, a new vision, a national call to action. MSNBC follows Barack Obama from Inauguration Day through the first 100 days. Understand the challenges we face and the change he will bring. Weekdays with Keith Olbermann, Chris Matthews, Rachel Maddow, and Joe Scarborough. The first 100 days on MSNBC, the place for politics.
She's loud. She's proud, and she definitely draws a crowd.
We cannot let the American porn industry go down.
Randy Rhodes.
So why is the porn industry asking for a bailout? I know that I've given the porn industry at least $5 billion myself, so there's no need for the bailout, Larry.
The Randy Rhodes Show.
If you cannot make money by producing pornography in this country,
3 to 6,
you are pretty much freaking hopeless.
On AM 620 KPOJ
and 620KPOJ.com.
Do you know why you get dark circles under your eyes? Because blood leaks out of your capillaries and pools under your skin. I'm not kidding. It's just like an ugly bruise. But now you can erase dark circles with a proven breakthrough called Hydralyze. Hydralyze diminishes dark circles and tightens puffiness and bags by repairing leaky capillaries, leaving you with younger, brighter eyes. See for yourself by calling for a free trial right now. Just call 1-800-993-1669.
My husband, he can't stop complimenting me. People tell me I look 10 years younger.
Even surgery cannot deliver these stunning results. Hydralyze is so powerful it even helps build new collagen in the skin, reducing crow's feet and wrinkles. Try Hydralyze risk-free and see for yourself.
Well, I used it and, wow, the dark circles are gone. I don't look tired anymore. I feel great.
You deserve younger, brighter eyes. Call now for your free trial of Hydralyze and experience the transformation for yourself. For your free trial, call 1-800-993-1669. That's 1-800-993-1669.
So the other morning, I get an email from Moe's, my absolute favorite deli, whose pastrami I would actually kill for, which is probably why I gave him my email in the first place. Anyway, I'm like, wow, Moe's sending emails with coupons and photos? I want to bite my computer screen. Then it hits me. Eggs and pastrami hash for breakfast.
Email marketing from ConstantContact.com helps showcase your business, just like Mo. There's even free phone support with real live people. Get a free 60-day trial at ConstantContact.com.
All right, construction crews, everybody ready?
Ready in Chicago.
Montgomery.
Honolulu. Oh, who's in Honolulu?
It's Tim from Boston. I just got transferred to Hawaii. Wicked good weather they got here.
Buy one Motorola i576 phone for $69.99. Get up to four free with Sprint, the fastest national push-to-talk network. Call 1-800-NEXTEL-9. Only on the Now Network. Fastest based on initial call setup time. Offers for eligible business accounts only. See Sprint stores for availability. Ends 4/18/09. Subject to 2-year agreement. Up to $36 activation, $200 early termination fees. Credit approval and deposit per line. Restrictions apply.
It's the JCPenney two-day sale. Feel the joy of giving with Doorbusters Friday, 3 p.m. till close, and Saturday, 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. $8.99 women's St. John's Bay activewear. $18.99 young men's denim from South Pole, American Living, and Averett. $38.99 athletic shoes from Nike and New Balance. Plus, get extra savings when you use bonus coupons. Style, quality, and price matter. Every day matters. Go to jcp.com to see all our beautiful, affordable styles. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Offer ends November 15th.
Beaverton Lodge Retirement Residence offers independent senior living in the heart of Beaverton within walking distance of the Beaverton Library and the Stewart Senior Center. Visit and discover the affordable luxury of Beaverton Lodge with its spacious apartments, large decks, and in-room storage, all in a woodland setting. Visit their website at beavertonlodge.com.
Now more of Tom Hartman nationwide on Portland's Progressive Talk Station, AM 620 KPOJ.
Minutes past the hour. Welcome back. Tom Hartman here with you. Franklin Delano Roosevelt, speaking of what he saw when he became president.
I see one third of a nation ill housed, ill clad, ill nourished.
And what he proposed to do about that, he said, we have that generation, and I would say again,
there is a mysterious cycle in human events. To some generations, much is given. Of other generations, much is expected. This generation of Americans has a rendezvous with destiny.
There you go. And, there we go. And so we have a rendezvous with destiny. That said, congratulations, our jolly good fellow. You, another call you might want to make with a thank you. Congressman Henry Waxman. This just posted the New Republic a few minutes ago. Congressman Henry Waxman made his feelings known about national health care and did so with no ambiguity, speaking at the annual Health Action Conference sponsored by the healthcare advocacy group Families USA. Waxman said, this is our time. We need to get this job accomplished this year and get a bill to the president. Speaking of national health care. 866-303-2270 is our telephone number. And Carol in Tempe, Arizona. Hey, Carol, what's up?
You know, in the stimulus package, I was really hoping to see a much greater empowerment of the Small Business Administration, since small business drives this economy more significantly than job outsourcing corporations do. I wanted them to kind of become their own bank so that they could create business loans, give business loans to small businesses, since commercial banks don't want to do it, even though they've gotten so much money from us, the taxpayers. And secondly, and probably most importantly, and this relates to your subject, which is a big penchant of mine, is that the SBA could sell Medicare to small businesses.
Mm-hmm.
And in that way, they would become much more competitive with their oligarchic corporations, which, you know, can afford to buy health care for their employees. Because small businesses have forever been disadvantaged by not being able to give the health care packages that corporations do.
Exactly.
We need to help small businesses.
That's right. And these great big, and thank you very much for saying so, Carol. These great big corporations just love the situation we have right now because it gives them a structural advantage over new startups. So they don't have to worry about some entrepreneur coming up with a great idea and sneaking up behind them with a good product, because the entrepreneur can't get into business because they can't afford health care, or they're afraid to leave their current employer for fear that that they're going to lose their health care, or they may have a pre-existing condition or some other such nonsense. By the way, I opened with those FDR clips. Apparently, I forgot to say why, because today's his birthday. Happy birthday, Franklin Roosevelt. Paul in L.A., listening on K-Talk. Hey, Paul.
Hey. I wanted to talk about the Cato Institute is putting in the newspaper and on the Internet. A lot of propaganda against Keynesian economics, and I was very, very disturbed. I mean, it works.
Well, the Cato Institute is a libertarian think tank, so, you know, Keynesian economics is the antithesis of libertarianism, so you would expect that from them.
But I see a big smear campaign that's going on all over the country. I mean, whether it's on television, ads against Harry Reid in Nevada, you know, condemning the bailout.
Yep. And a good point, Paul. Well said. And there was this MediaMatters.org yesterday pointed out that 2-to-1 ratio right across the board on all the networks. Probably the only two shows that are the exceptions to this are Hardball with Keith Olbermann and Rachel Maddow's show. But right across, and maybe Chris Matthews, I'm not sure, but right across the board, Republicans are outnumbering Democrats 2-to-1 on all the networks when talking about politics since Obama became president. Now, you know, for the last 8 years, their excuse was, well, yeah, we have more Republicans on the Democrats because the Republicans are in control. They're in power. So you want to ask the people who are in power, you know, what's going on. You want to hold them accountable. You need to address the people who are in power. Well, they're not in power anymore. Why are they 2-to-1 overrepresented on television, particularly on cable television? Good question. Maybe you should ask. Bernice in Dearborn, Michigan. Hey, Bernice, what's up?
Hi, Tom. A gentleman called the last hour and said that his credit card interest rate had been increased.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to say to him and others like him that it doesn't hurt to fight back. I had two of my credit card companies in the last month, excuse me, attempt to double my interest rate. I called the first one and said, if you double my interest rate, I'm canceling. And they backed off. Mm-hmm. And the second one I called and said, I'm not accepting this rate increase. And they backed off, and both of them went back to the original.
Wow.
So if you have a good credit rating, fight back.
Yeah, that's great. Thank you, Bernice. That's great news. They probably figure that such a small number of people, and this is, you know, corporate mentality writ large, right? It's whether it's a small number of people who are going to die in badly designed cars exploding on contact, or whether it's a small number of people who are going to stand up and say, no, I'm not going to take your rate increase. They figure, it's just a small number of people, so we'll get away with it. But the larger issue here, and your point of Bernice is perfect, you know, do it, call, give them hell. But beyond that, call your member of Congress and, A, let's get national health care. In particular, you know, calling James Clyburn and call your member of Congress and call Henry Waxman and say good on you and Conyers office and say thank you. But also call and say we need some serious regulation of the credit card industry, the whole credit mess. 27 minutes past the hour.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 866-303-2270.
Yeehaw is not a foreign policy. Tom Hartman, nationwide, weekdays 9 to noon, AM 620 KPOJ. Now back to Tom Hartman nationwide on Portland's progressive talk station, AM 620 KPOJ.
Working nights through five, what a way to make a living.
Welcome back to the True People's Radio, the Tom Hartman Radio Program.
You know it's nice when the postman has a letter in a sack for you, because the mail must go through.
Yes, we get mail. We get email. We get messages on our live chat room. We get messages on our blogs. We get posts over at TomHartman.com. We get posts over at AirAmerica.com. Here's one that I thought was particularly good. And a tip of the hat to Ken. The subject is horse and sparrow economics. Tom, you frequently refer to Reaganomics, supply-side economics, and trickle-down theory, but I've never heard you use the older term from the panic of 1896, which was a pretty bad time, by the way. That was when Republican rule was once again ruling. Panic of 1896, it was called the horse and sparrow theory. The theory was, if you feed the horse enough oats, some will pass through and feed the sparrows. I think it's a much more descriptive name for the theory than trickle-down economics. Yeah. Nice one. The horse and sparrow theory. I didn't even know about that from 1896. Although I do kind of like the trickle-down in as much as you have to add the second sentence to it, which is that it turns us into a nation of peons, which is true. Paul Krugman today, editorializing. Oddly, the link on the front page of New York Times, nytimes.com, doesn't go to his article, which is kind of strange. It goes to the comments page. It seems to be broken, but hopefully they'll fix it soon. But you can find it if you go to the opinion page. And it's called Healthcare Now. And he quotes Rahm Emanuel saying, you know, you never want a serious crisis to go to waste. So we have a serious crisis. So use this to get as much done as you can. The Republicans certainly have done this. FDR did it. And as he says, the bottom line is that this is no time to let campaign promises of guaranteed health care be quietly forgotten. Is this instead a time to put the push for universal health care front and center, health care now? So call James Clyburn's office. You can go to callcongress.org and get a toll-free number and ask for Congressman James Clyburn, or you can call his office directly at 202-225-3315. And just say, you know, hey, we would like a national health care system, and we'd like it now, please. Pretty straightforward stuff. 866-303-2270, our telephone number. Maureen in Grand Rapids, Michigan, listening to WTKG. Hey, Maureen.
Hello.
Hi. What's up?
Hi, Tom. Hi, my name is Maureen, and I am an American, but I spent the last 4 years living in Germany.
Mm-hmm.
But not as on the military. I lived as a citizen there. My husband's job was transferred over there. And I have small children and everything, and we experienced the national health care that was over there.
Right.
I even had a baby in their hospital system.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to say that I'm totally against the national health care.
Really?
Yes.
You know, I lived in Germany for a year. We used the national health care system. I used their hospitals. We've been to several of the doctor's offices. Our experience was great. What's your objection?
When did you live there?
It was in 86, 87.
Okay.
Do you think it's gone downhill
since
then?
A lot of the doctors were trained in the U.S.,
mm-hmm.
and so they come over to our place to get, you know, the better training. But from speaking with the doctors, and I was at the doctors a lot because my children are small and they often get sick, some of the doctors would have to close their doors so that they wouldn't be able to afford to stay open for what the government was allotting that they would pay.
Maureen, I'm having a real hard time believing this. I get to Germany at least once a year and have for over 27 years. And in fact, Salem International, you know, runs a health clinic. You know, the place where I lived and where we worked for years. And, you know, with any national health care system, with any health care system, period. I mean, I can give you complaints about my doctor here that, you know, doctors here are paid in 6-minute increments and, you know, by the health insurance companies. So you wonder why your doctor's in such a hurry to get out. But the bottom line is that in Germany, the system, that 25% of the money that's going through the system is not going to pay the salaries of somebody like Dollar Bill McGuire, who took $1.78 billion as his compensation from United Healthcare, the nation's second largest health insurance company. I mean, that's just that is just so wrong. And the thing about a national health care system.
You can sit there and say that, and you can sit there and say that, but I'm telling you that after experiencing the national health care over there and having, and you know, I lived in an international, there were a lot of people whose jobs were transferred over there, dealing with, like, the British, where, like, in this woman, her mom broke her arm, and they could take the x-ray, but the government, and the way it worked, they couldn't get it read unless they had additional insurance for 10 days. We had the U.S. healthcare system that was covering us. We had U.S. insurance as well. And it was ridiculous what they were charging the private insurance people.
Maureen, it is not inconceivable, I suppose, and I'm sure that we'll have other people calling up and sharing their stories. It's not inconceivable that since Margaret Thatcher took an axe to the healthcare system in the UK and much of that conservative philosophy has spread across some parts of Europe, certainly not Scandinavia, but some parts of Europe, that the system has deteriorated somewhat. But the bottom line is with the national healthcare system that the people basically, you know, if it doesn't work, people raise hell with the politicians and the politicians get it fixed.
Do you really truly believe that the politicians and they're going to be able to handle the nuts and bolts of this? I mean, it's
what
gonna,
I know
the
from
way
personal
that they handle
experience,
other things is just going to be the same way.
No, Maureen, I'm sorry. That's a generic Republican talking point. The reality is that I know that when I call my health insurance company, which now anytime Louise and I or I go to the, even for a routine physical or something, they refuse to pay it the first time. And you got to then you've got to call them, and then they've got to send the paperwork, and then they hope you don't fill it out right, and you send it in, and then they still don't pay it, and then the doctor's office bills you, and then you call them, and then finally they do pay it, right? And this is one of the three largest health insurance companies in the United States,
my health insurance has no problems. Seriously,
God bless them, but my point, Maureen, is that I know that if I start calling the CEO of that health insurance company, and I call every single day and I say, I'm unhappy with this, this isn't going to work for me, I want changes, they can have me put in jail for harassing them. If I call my politicians, I can stand up in front of their offices with a sign. That's how it works in the United States. Yes, I think our politicians are much more accountable to us than our health insurance companies. You know, thank you for registering.
I would like to tell you an experience I had when I had my baby. When I had my baby, I had my children in the hospital to see the new baby, and she was done C-section. And there were quite a few doctors that would come through and check up on us.
Right.
And this one of my kids, who's small, said that he would like to be a doctor when he grew up. And the doctor there said, no, you don't, because you won't get paid enough, and this is how it happens here. And,
yeah.
And it's not like in the United States where you get paid enough
Maureen. That's the fact of the matter is that people go into medicine in Germany and in other countries like this because they care about medicine. And if you've got a doctor saying you don't want to be a doctor because you don't make them enough money, that person shouldn't have been a doctor in the first place. Speaking of the year that I lived there in Germany at Salem, we ran a health clinic. We hired doctors. There are people who are there who really care about medicine. Denny in Wenatchee, Washington. Hey, Denny, what's up?
Good morning, Tom. I'll tell you, we definitely need single-payer health care in this country. We're the only country that's backwards. The system doesn't work. Employer-based insurance is a failure. And if we had it, a lot of people don't realize what that would do for workers' compensation, for the veteran system, for county hospitals. It would take a tremendous burden off of that because everyone would have, there wouldn't be so much cost for liability for medical under workers' compensation. There wouldn't be people in the Veterans Administration going for routine tests that they could do anywhere, but they only have that. Mm-hmm. County hospitals would be relieved of people rushing the emergency rooms. I mean, it's way past time.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I've been doing this for 30 years, working in the unions and all, negotiating. I've seen the tragedy, and it is a tragedy.
Yeah.
What's happening now to the unemployed people in this country is horrible.
Yep. Amen, Denny. Well said. Amy in San Diego. Hey, Amy.
Hey, Tom, I just wanted to respond to that woman. What's being proposed here, I believe, is the way we pay our doctors, not the system of how doctors take care of us.
Right.
We're
Yeah.
So really, it's a single-payer system as opposed to a national health care system.
Exactly. And
although it is a national health care system as well.
It's ridiculous to think that the insurance companies are going to take care of you. I think I've told you this before. I have three sisters on my mother. They've all had breast cancer. I'm the only woman in our family who hasn't had breast cancer. I had a lump, and with my family history, my insurance company refused for me to have an MRI. I had to fight it for 6 months. I could have been dead by then. They finally let me have it, and everything was fine, but they're not out to take care of anybody. They're out to save every single penny they can.
Right. So they can pay Bill McGuire his $1 billion. Amy, thank you very much. Well said. I could tell you an anecdote about I will after the break. About a time we were in the UK and one of our kids was sick and we used their medical system, since we're doing anecdotes today apparently. 45 minutes past the hour.
Visit HartmanRadio.com for live streaming video of the Tom Hartman Program.
What would Hartman do? Tom Hartman, nationwide, weekdays 9 to noon, AM 620 KPOJ, Portland's only progressive talk station.
Hi, Tom Hartman here. Now, I want to talk to you about gold. Gold is real money, and it's been real money for over 5,000 years. Yes, there will be fluctuations in the price of gold, but gold will still be real money when the dollar is just a footnote in history. That's why I began buying gold years ago, and now I acquire gold and silver coins through ITM Trading. You can call ITM, too, at 1-888-OWN-GOLD. That's 1-888-OWN-GOLD. There may be rumors of a strong dollar policy or rallies that send the dollar higher for a short time, but in my humble opinion, the long-term future for the dollar is very uncertain. That's why some nations don't even want U.S. dollars today. That's why I'm buying gold for the long term. So call my friends at ITM Trading and talk to their experts. They'll answer your questions and send you a free information packet about owning gold to get you started. Call 1-888-OWN-GOLD. That's 1-888-OWN-GOLD. It's really very simple. Just talk to the experts at ITM Trading. Call 1-888-OWN-GOLD. 1-888-OWN-GOLD.
Taking the complicated and making it sound simple.
This is a change in the definition of what America is.
Rachel Maddow.
We've long had a very, 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 very diverse country. We just have been very resistant to the idea that our government ought to look as diverse as our country.
That has now changed.
But it is also a big day for the Democratic Party. And it is a very big day for the Republican Party.
Rachel Maddow.
Which now has no obvious leader, no clear direction.
Evening, 6 to 8.
No clear guiding ideology, either economically or in terms of foreign policy.
On AM 620 KPOJ. Here he is, folks. Just when you thought he had left us for a gig in Alaska, he's back. It's that gale force soprano himself, Old Man Winter. And this year he's piling it on with hits like Chain Me Up or Loose Me Forever. And classics like I Hit the Brakes, But I'm Sliding for You. That is, unless you're driving one of those styling new symmetrical all-wheel drive Subarus from Car Subaru. They're climbing all over winter like some kind of mountain goat, baby. And right now, you can get into a 2009 fully loaded Outback 90A starting at just $17,995. That's right, just $17,995. Daddy, you at Car Subaru. So unless you enjoy hits like Slip Sliding Away, you gotta get to Car Subaru Northwest with more Subarus than winter has snowflakes, mama. Car Subaru, off Highway 217 on Canyon Road in Beaverton, where salaried salespeople see it your way. Oh! Sale price includes $1,500 rebate and is based on 2009 Outback 98, stock number SO10139.
Hi, I'm Stefan Agier, president and founder of Green Hammer in Portland. Greenhammer's aim is environmental stewardship, maximum energy efficiency, and long-term effectiveness, while supporting our local economy. Greenhammer is the nation's first and only Forest Stewardship Council certified builder, and has received the highest LEED Platinum rating for remodels and new home construction in the country. To learn how Greenhammer is setting the standard for green building, visit greenhammerconstruction.com or call us at 503-804-1746.
Hi, Tom Hartman here. True confession, I'm hungry! I can't stop thinking about the healthy fish and chips, classic or spicy Baja fish taco platters, crisp salads, and Dana's homemade soups at the Hawthorne Fish House and the Corbett Fish House. Salmon, halibut, catfish, or cod, it's all delicious. If you want a taste of the Midwest, try the perch, walleye, or even the fried cheese curds. They make a mean, spicy black bean garden burger as well. Hawthorne Fish House Southeast, and Corbett Fish House Southwest.
Join the country's top scholars and authors for Oregon's most prestigious lecture series, the Oregon Historical Society's Mark O. Hatfield Distinguished Historians Forum. The 2009 Sesquicentennial Series begins February 18th with Doris Kearns Goodwin lecturing on Abraham Lincoln. Ms. Goodwin is a world-renowned historian, commentator, and author of several New York Times bestsellers, including Team of Rivals, The Political Genius of Abraham Lincoln. Learn more about Doris Kearns Goodwin and the rest of the speakers at OHS.org. Get your tickets today.
Now more of Tom Hartman nationwide on Portland's progressive talk station, AM 620 KPOJ.
Defending America from the weapons of mass deception. Tom Hartman here with you. A couple years back, I was giving a speech in the United Kingdom, in London, at King's College. And Louise and Kareth, our youngest, were with me. Actually, this was almost a decade ago, because she was a teenager at the time. And she had this, our daughter had this terrible ear infection. We got back from the speech. It was 10:30, 11 o'clock at night, and she could not sleep. She was in so much pain from the ear infection, and so we were staying with a family with some friends of ours there, and they said, let's call the surgery, which is the what they call the local doctor's office in the UK. And so they called the local doctor's office. It was three blocks away. It was one of these kind of like a little dock-in-the-box thing here, you know, a couple of doctors and three or four rooms. And I talked to the doctor on the phone and described the problem that our daughter had. And he said, you know, where are you? And I gave the address. And he said, I'll be over in about 15 minutes. And I'm like, what? And he said, I'll be over in about 15 minutes. It's on my way home. You know, my shift gets off at 11 o'clock or I'm all done at 11 o'clock or maybe it was midnight, whenever it was. And I'll just stop on my way home. So he comes over. And, you know, we meet him in the living room, you know, the front door. And I said, you know, should we get her out of bed and bring her out here? And he says, oh, no, if she's in bed, we'll just all go in there. So we went into the bedroom and stood around the bed while he examined her ear. And he said, yep, sure enough, she's got an infection. He opens his bag. He pulls out a bunch of antibiotics and hands them to Louise and says, here, you give her two of these right now and give her another one in the morning and one every morning and evening for a couple of days, and it'll take care of the problem. And we're like, oh, great, thank you very much. And what do we owe you? And he said, nothing. He said, you know, it's just fine. I'm pleased to do it. And we have a national health care here. I mean, I have had several experiences like this with national health care. Same thing in Australia. I got really, really sick in the outback in Australia and had a wonderful experience with their national health care system. Max in Boynton Beach, Florida, listening on WINS. Hey, Max, what's up? Max, you're on the air.
I was responding to the lady who was talking about the German healthcare system.
Yes.
I lived there for 10 years, and my wife lived there with me. And our experience was 100% the opposite. And, in fact, since we moved back to the U.S., my wife has kept her German health insurance and still uses it from here.
Wow.
So I don't know what part of Germany she was in, but it was certainly, for me, not the norm. And I still have many friends there. They all use the health insurance there without a problem.
Yeah. Did you actually use the German healthcare system? You go to visit the doctors, go into a hospital, anything like that?
I used it differently. And, in fact, the way it works there, when I came to work sick, I worked for a company of all five people. And we all had health insurance paid for by the company. And my boss said, go home. And on the way home, go to the doctor. Because it's bad business, we cannot afford you to be sick. It's a completely different mentality.
Yeah.
And a five-person company included the cleaning lady. It was not a big company. And I asked him, how do you afford the health care? Because in the U.S., this is unheard of. And his response was, well, it's a part of doing business.
Yep.
The way it is.
Well said. So, Max, thank you for sharing. Yeah, Max. Sure. Thank you very much for sharing your story with us. I appreciate it. Terry in Costa Mesa, California. Hey, Terry, welcome to the show.
Hi, Tom. Thank you so much. It is such a pleasure to talk to you. I just wanted to address some of Maureen's remarks about the national health care in Germany. Mm-hmm. I'm a Canadian and have been down here for 37 years in California. I cannot become a citizen because I cannot afford to give up my health insurance up in Canada. 18 years ago, I came up with breast cancer. The doctors down here were prepared to do surgery within 3 days, but I got a phone call from the office telling me to bring in $5,000 in cash before they could do the surgery. I said, but there must be some mistake because I have excellent insurance. I've got Blue Cross CPO. They said, no. You bring us the cash, and then you go after the insurance company for the money. I flew up to Canada after my sister made arrangements for me. I had the surgery, and I said to the doctor when he was all done, by the way, about how much would this cost? And he said $300.
Wow.
That was 18 years ago. And, Tom, I listen to you, and I tell all of my friends when they throw socialized insurance up to me, I say, no. If you're using the freeways, if you're using the post office, if you're using the police department, whatever, that's all socialized. That's all government maintained and taken care of, and we do very well with it. Thank you very much.
There you go. Well said,
Terry.
She
is wrong. She is wrong.
Terry, thank you for sharing your story with us.
Thank you, Tom. Keep up the good work.
I'll do my best, and you too, Terry. Thanks for calling in. Ben in Queens, New York. Hey, Ben.
Hey, Tom. I have a suggestion I haven't heard. As it starts for curing the health insurance problem, why don't they just let people opt into Medicare? You know,
well, that was John Edwards' original proposal, and he said, in fact, on this program, that if every American could buy into Medicare and every business could buy into Medicare if they were providing the health insurance for their people, that within 5 years, most of the health insurance companies would be broke because they can't compete. Medicare has a 3% overhead, and health insurance companies have a 25% overhead.
Yeah.
So
well,
it's,
that sounds like it would solve everything to me.
I think it would, and I think there's a whole bunch of very simple, straightforward ways to address this problem. And Congressman Clyburn is the number three Democrat in the House. He's the majority whip. And Congressman Clyburn's office, phone his office. Go to callcongress.org and let him know. And also Steny Hoyer. Steny Hoyer is apparently, he's the number two Democrat, I believe, in the House. And he's kind of waffling on this stuff. Let Steny Hoyer know. Let Nancy Pelosi know. Let the Democratic leadership know that we want a national health care program. Check out Paul Krugman's op-ed in today's New York Times. It's brilliant. And he lays it out. You know, it says this is going to save money. This is going to create jobs. This is going to make a healthier nation. And now is the time to do it. Now is the time when we've got the political momentum. Now is the time when we've got the proverbial political capital. I hate to even use that phrase after it passed through George Bush's lips, but now is the time. And so give them a call. Go to callcongress.org. You can find all the toll-free numbers to Capitol Hill, and then you just ask for Congressman Clyburn's office or Steny Hoyer's office or Speaker Pelosi's office. And don't forget to call your member of the House of Representatives and both your senators. 57 minutes past the hour. Anything goes Friday here on the Tom Hartman program. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Thanks for listening to the AM 620 KPOJ podcast, sponsored by the Better World Club. Providing travel services, auto insurance, and 24/7 nationwide roadside assistance, but not part of the highway lobby. This is Tom Hartman, Better World Club member since first moving to Oregon. Check out their eco benefits like the nation's only bicycle roadside assistance and their e-newsletter, Kicking Asphalt, at betterworldclub.com.
Welcome to AM 620 KPOJ. Now Tom Hartman, nationwide, 9 to noon, AM 620 KPOJ and 620KPOJ.com.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome back to Anything Goes Friday, the place where progressives come to party. Tom Hartman here with you. TomHartman.com for our live free chat room here. America.com for our live free video stream. 866-303-2270, our telephone number. Mark in Oceanside, California. Hey, Mark, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. I wanted to comment on the health insurance issue. I'm self-employed here in California, and I'm 55, and I cannot buy insurance at any price. The insurance companies cut me off about 3.5 years ago and won't sell me insurance. And they come up with excuses, reasons not to sell me insurance. And it's just because I'm old and I'm in great health, but they don't want to have anybody that could be risky.
Yeah, and it's a shame that 55 is thought of as old. I know exactly what you're talking about, Mark, and I hear this from people all the time, and this is the insanity of it. If the healthcare system in this country is designed to keep people healthy, then the story you just told should be a felony. If the healthcare system of this country is designed to make profits for a few billionaires, then the story you told makes perfect sense. And that's the kind of healthcare system we have, and that's the kind of healthcare system that we need to take apart and replace with a single-payer system or some variation thereof that actually works. Mark, thank you very much for the call. I'm sorry to hear the news. I hope you can, I hope you can get health insurance, but what we all need to do right now is we need to get all of us insured. There's 50 million people in this country who are not insured, and the way to do it is to go to callcongress.org and get one of those toll-free numbers and call Congress. It's still, it's only, depending on where you are and whether or not your station is delaying the show, but in real time right now, it's about 8 minutes after 11 on the West Coast, which would be 8 minutes after 2 on the East Coast in the afternoon. Congress is still open. Give them a shout. And if you're hearing this program delayed and it's after hours, you may get a machine. Leave a message on a machine. Keep it short. Keep it nice. Keep it polite. Or put it on your calendar to give them a call on Monday. Kim in San Francisco. Hey, Kim, what's up?
Hey, Tom. 20 years ago, I went to a major HMO that is very well rated here. And I was having bad cramping every month with my period. And it progressively got worse, and at one point they suggested that I go see a psychiatrist because obviously I was stressed and maybe just a high maintenance person, which is a charge they put on women all the time, by the way.
I know.
So I said, sure, I will go anywhere. I'll talk to anybody. These things are getting worse, and it's interrupting with my husband and my life, and I'll do anything. So I went there. During the time that they kept having me go to psychiatry, my disease, which needed a laparoscopy to be diagnosed, they had my doctor gag so he could not tell me about a laparoscopy. At any rate, the long and the short of it is I ended up having just turned 28 years old with no ovaries, no uterus, no tubes, no nothing, my entire reproductive system taken out because they were trying to save money. We had no kids. We had no kids. This is the way it was because of a money decision. I was sterile at 28.
I'm sorry to hear that, Kim. But it's another just horrific but perfect example of how dysfunctional and broken our system is and functionally criminal our system is. That we have a system that is involved with keeping people alive whose first goal is to make money rather than keeping people well. Kim, thank you for the call and sharing your story with us, having the courage to share your story with us. Whew. Fernando in Miami, Florida. Hey, Fernando.
Hi, Tom. A big fan.
Thank you.
I was kind of struck by that caller who called earlier about she told that story about the doctor in Germany who told her kid not to be a doctor. Right. Because he didn't make money.
I'm quite good friends with one, and I know three physicians in Germany that I've known for years. And I've never heard such a sentiment. You're paid a decent salary. It's probably the equivalent of a doctor in Germany makes the equivalent of, in the neighborhood of 110 to 150,000 bucks U.S. And, you're not going to become a millionaire in Germany as a doctor.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, I just wanted to kind of counter her story with my parents' experience working as doctors here in the United States. They were heads of radiology at a private hospital run by Tenet Corporation, mm-hmm. and they just have these horror stories of what goes on in these hospitals. Like, for example, the corporation would hire people who didn't have legitimate medical degrees, so they wouldn't have to pay them as much.
Right.
And patients would come in, and they'd come in with something like a stomach ache. And they would order pretty much every, medical exam known to man on them just to drive up their costs. And most of these people were people who couldn't really pay and had no insurance. So my parents ended up having to cut the whatever they make off of medical procedures, and they ended up in the end, because of the corporation wanting to drive up the cost of the patients, they ended up, my parents, having to work basically for free. They were just working nonprofit because of the corporation driving up costs for
patients. And what do you want to bet that in the background, that company also had a significant share position in the company that was providing the tests? And so basically they're moving money from one of their pockets to another of their pockets, and if they can get a little Medicare money or something on the top. I mean, Medicare has now been contaminated badly by private health insurance, and it's a bad thing. And we just need to pull a plug on the whole damn thing, reboot it, and start it over again. Thank you very much, Fernando, for sharing that story. George in Naperville, Illinois. Hey, George.
Hello, Tom. Thanks for taking my call. I'll keep this short because it's just another story with a ghastly, ironic twist to it. Like the 55-year-old guy in California, I'm 58 years old, self-employed. I'm a healthcare provider. I'm a clinical psychologist and neuropsychologist, both with inpatient hospital and outpatients. Recently, unexpectedly got divorced, switched states, and my insurance kind of fell through the cracks, and I find myself now unable to get insured.
You're a healthcare provider who works in a hospital and you can't get insurance?
That's right. And this is the same company that I used to keep me and my family insured before it fell through the cracks. And I know how to work the system, Tom. And so they are bound and determined not to insure me. I wind up dealing with a kid who's my handler who works out of his home for a major insurance company in Milwaukee. And his job is to turn things down. And they won't say outright, no, we're not going to insure you. They just drag it out and out and out. And finally, when everything was cleared, including an original report of a stress test from 10 years ago from a doctor who's already retired in another state, they say, okay, everything's clear, but your application has expired. So you got to start over again. I could go on. The ghastly irony is my son, 31 years old, was gainfully employed ever since college, switched careers recently, and the irony is, for a while he went through this, right-wing infatuation, yeah, living where he did. We get all these arguments about insurance from him, and he switched careers. He had been in banking, a major investment firm. He didn't like it. It was killing his soul, he said. So he switched jobs, and 31 years old, robust, figured, he's not going to use COBRA to keep his insurance in place because it was only a 2.5 month gap before he started his new job. You know what happened? Freak accident, breaks his C3, cervical spine. He's recovering now. He's got out of his brace, but he's going to lose his house. All his savings are gone. And so whenever somebody, points to another country, Tom, and starts pointing out the bureaucratic problems or whatever, I tell them, look, my shoulder needs fixing. And I have a 3-year wait, and now it's forever. We're talking about a middleman, an unnecessary middleman,
yep,
that's preventing me from getting care. And if my son lived in any other developed country, he wouldn't, he'd be recovering and not worried about all that rest of that stuff. So
that's right.
Please keep up the good work, Tom.
Thank you, George. I appreciate the call. That is just absolutely incredible. Mark in Delray Beach, Florida. Hey, Mark.
Hey, how you doing, Tom?
Great.
Tom, I'm tagging up on your healthcare situation. Let me give you an example here of a market, I think, or a segment of the population that I think is going to really have a major problem. You have the baby boomers, I being one of them, turning 62 now. Well, I lost my business. I lost my health insurance. Okay, my fault, nobody's fault. But at any rate, so I'm unemployed. Now I have to make a decision. Being unemployed, I can't find a job. So now I elect to take, the retirement check at 62. Now, I can't get Medicare. So from 62 to 60, you got to be 65 to get Medicare. So now you're getting Social Security at 62, and for me to get health insurance, it's $1,100. So if you run $1,100 on health insurance, all in on your mortgage, taxes, and everything else is $1,000, you're at $2,300. You can't live.
Yeah, yeah, it's nuts. I mean, the whole system is nuts, Mark, and it's nuts because we've had 28 years, thank you for the call, 28 years of Reaganomics, 28 years of conservatives trying to ruin the system so that they can stand back and say, see, government systems don't work. See, these systems don't. And by the way, hey, we got rich in the meantime. And Dollar Bill McGuire goes off with his $1.78 billion paycheck.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
annoying Republicans by defending the Constitution. Tom Hartman, Nationwide, weekdays 9 to noon, AM 620 KPOJ.
Hey, don't forget Valentine's Day this year. To help you remember, Pro Flowers has an early bird special just for my listeners, but only if you click on the microphone and type in my password, Hartman, at proflowers.com. Here's the deal. 18 red roses and a free ruby red vase for only $39.99. You won't find 18 red roses for this price anywhere else. It's a steal. But this offer expires Friday, so don't wait and place your order now for guaranteed Valentine's Day delivery. Pro Flowers is the best way to order flowers. I use them all the time, and they always hit the mark. So visit proflowers.com, click on the microphone in the upper right-hand corner, and type in my password, Hartman, or call 1-800-PRO-FLOWERS and mention my name, Hartman. That's 1-800-PRO-FLOWERS. Using my password always gets you a free glass vase and special deals like this one, so don't forget to enter it. That's 18 red roses and a free ruby red vase for only $39.99. Prices will go up, and this deal expires Friday, so order now. Just click the microphone at proflowers.com and enter the password Hartman with two M's.
You know, the ones, fives, tens, twenties, fifties, and hundreds, that money is backed by what is called the full faith and credit of the U.S. government, the Federal Reserve.
The Mike Malloy Show.
I don't know about you, but I have no faith in this government. And as far as its credit rating, if the U.S. government were rated by one of these rating companies, what would it be? Zero worth?
It's Mike Malloy.
I mean, how do you rate a nation that's $12 trillion in debt?
Evening, 8 to 11. AM 620 KPOJ. 620KPOJ.com.
Al museo está al lado del parque. Al museo está al lado del parque. Al museo está al lado del parque. Al museo está.
When you realize you're actually speaking in another language, you won't be able to stop. Experience the joy for yourself with a free demo CD-ROM from Rosetta Stone. Call 1-800-509-9122. Developed around the way you naturally think and learn, Rosetta Stone guarantees that this proven program is the fastest, easiest way to learn a new language, the same way you learned your first language. And now you can get a free demo as our gift to you. With no translation, no boring drills, and no useless memorization, there's no way you won't enjoy learning a new language.
El museo está al lado del parque.
Try Rosetta Stone for free by calling 1-800-509-9122. 1-800-509-9122. For your free demo, call 1-800-509-9122.
In the next minute, I'm going to challenge you to believe it or leave it. How? I'm going to show you how you can get a brand new top brand laptop free. Just log on to freelaptopchallenge.com. Of course, a lot of you won't believe me, and I guess unfortunately you'll forget this ad and miss out. But there are listeners who'll give it a try and log on to freelaptopchallenge.com, and yes, they will be able to get a brand new laptop free. See, thousands of people have received free laptops online, and now you can too. It all works because companies got smart. Instead of blowing their budgets on expensive TV ads, they now give away stuff online. So what are you going to do? Ignore this ad? Or log on to freelaptopchallenge.com and get yourself a top brand, top quality laptop for free. Even if you don't have access to a computer right now, this offer is available all day. So write this down, freelaptopchallenge.com. I'm telling you, it really is that easy. Who wouldn't want a free laptop? Go on, I challenge you. Log on to freelaptopchallenge.com and check out all the details. Freelaptopchallenge.com.
It's the JCPenney 2-day sale. Feel the joy of giving with Doorbusters Friday, 3 p.m. till close, and Saturday, 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. $8.99 women's St. John's Bay activewear. $18.99 young men's denim from South Pole, American Living, and Averest. $38.99 athletic shoes from Nike and New Balance. Plus, get extra savings when you use bonus coupons. Style, quality, and price matter. Every day matters. Go to jcp.com to see all our beautiful, affordable styles. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Offer ends November 15th.
Beaverton Lodge Retirement Residence offers independent senior living in the heart of Beaverton within walking distance of the Beaverton Library and the Stuhr Senior Center. Visit and discover the affordable luxury of Beaverton Lodge with its spacious apartments, large decks, and in-room storage, all in a woodland setting. Visit their website at beavertonlodge.com.
Now back to Tom Hartman Nationwide on Portland's progressive talk station, AM 620 KPOJ.
Twenty-one minutes past the hour on the Tom Hartman program, helping you win the water cooler wars.
Baby, take off your coat. Real slow.
Well, maybe not.
Baby,
take off your shoes. I'll take your shoes.
Maybe not, I don't know.
Baby, take off your dress. Yes, yes, yes. You can't leave your hat on.
Yeah, well, maybe you can leave it all on. Pfizer says Monday that their fourth quarter profit plunged 90%. Why? Because their sales on Viagra are falling, among other things. Apparently a lot of things fall here. Okay, I'll leave that one. That pun makes itself. I'm not going to go any farther with that one. 866-303-2270. Todd in Arlington, Texas. Hey, Todd, listening on KMNY. Hey, Todd, what's up?
Hey, thanks, Tom. Hey, my grandmother used to tell me there was three things a good Catholic boy should aspire to be, and that was a priest, a teacher, or a doctor. But she also used to tell me there's three jobs you shouldn't want to make any money at or go into it to make money, and that was a priest, a teacher, or a doctor.
Amen.
Yeah, it's just pathetic. I had to go to the emergency room this morning. I had a migraine.
Todd, if you're on a speakerphone, if you could pick it up, it would sound a whole lot better. I guess that didn't work. Steve in Hillsboro, Oregon. Hey, Steve, what's up?
Hello. I guess you could say I'm an American with socialized health insurance. My wife works for the local school district, and so we have full coverage through that. Mm-hmm. And
because the school district doesn't own the hospitals or the doctor's offices and doesn't pay the salaries of the doctors, so it's not socialized.
That's true.
So basically, you just have good insurance.
We are covered by Kaiser.
Okay, so you have an HMO. Now, an HMO,
correct,
if it was owned by the government, would be socialized medicine because they own their, you know, it's a model for socialized medicine, actually.
Right, and back before my job was outsourced, I was a software engineer and had my company paid my health premiums, and we had Kaiser then as well.
Mm-hmm.
We've stayed with Kaiser because we've never had any problems with it.
Yeah. Kaiser's one of the better HMOs.
What?
I said Kaiser's one of the better HMOs. I readily acknowledge that.
I mean, the their URL is KP.
Are you working for Kaiser now and putting out their website? Oh my, Bob in Minneapolis. Hey, Bob, what's up?
Hey, Tom. I just, you know, as much as we might like to do it, we can't institute nationalized health care in America, and here's why. In England, there are some problems with nationalized health care. Apparently in Germany, there are some problems with nationalized health care. Even in Canada, there are some problems. And it's impossible for us to institute anything better than anyone else has ever instituted. It's impossible to learn from other people's mistakes. So we would have to institutionalize all of those mistakes right from the get-go because, you know, we just can't learn from other countries and institute something better. That's not possible.
I see. You know, Bob, it took me a minute to realize that you were being sarcastic/ironic. But
have a good Friday.
Thank you. You too. Excellent point. Excellent point. Another Minnesota call here. Alex. Hey, Alex, what's up?
Hi, Tom. How you doing?
Just great. What's up?
All right. This is actually in reference to something that you were talking about on an earlier show this week. Mm-hmm. I will get live. But I'm going to preface what I'm going to say by saying that I think people like Rush Limbaugh and Sean Hannity are complete nutcases. I am not a Republican or necessarily a conservative. I consider myself an independent centrist. I
hear a big but coming, Alex. It's fine, by the way, if you are a Republican. You're welcome to call this show. But what's your point?
Okay. I've never voted for George W. Bush. However, I thought what I heard the other day on that program where you were talking to that serial killer profiler.
Right.
And then name these characteristics highly sensationalized and very autobiographically inaccurate about George W. Bush. To put him into that category, I thought that was disgusting.
Alex, I'll tell you what. Read the book by Justin Frank, who is a professor of psychiatry at George Washington University, called Bush on the Couch. And Justin Frank has been on this program a couple of times. This guy's a psychiatrist and a professor of psychiatry. Read that book, and if you don't think that that George Bush has the potential to be a serial killer or might even have the profile of one, keep in mind, this is a guy who enthusiastically put to death over 100 people when he was over 140 people when he was governor of Texas and bragged about the fact that he never spent more than 20 minutes reviewing any of the death warrants. And this is something that most governors take very, very seriously, and made fun of executing Carla Faye Tucker, and made a joke about it to the point that it creeped out Tucker Carlson, who thought he was, you know, prior to that was a loyal Bushy. If you don't think that there's a serious problem there with George W., well, get back with me then. Check it out. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 866-303-2270.
Wasn't Jesus a community organizer? Tom Hartman, nationwide, weekdays 9 to noon, AM 620 KPOJ. Now more of Tom Hartman nationwide on Portland's progressive talk station, AM 620 KPOJ.
Take it back to mainstream media, 3 hours a day, 5 days a week. Tom Hartman here with you. By the way, coming up events Tuesday of next week, my co-author of the two books on the Kennedy and King assassinations, the most recent Legacy of Secrecy, The Long Shadow of the JFK Assassination, Lamar Waldron, will be giving a talk at 7 p.m., hosted by Mark Crispin Miller at McNally Jackson Bookstore. That's at 52 Prince Street in Manhattan. And you can call the bookstore for more information. But it's at 7 o'clock Tuesday night. On the February 26th and 27th, I'll be in Washington, D.C., doing the show live from the Conservative Political Action Conference, CPAC. That's always a hoot. We always have a great time there. They just shovel one after another conservative guests to me, and it's like making sausage. It's great fun. On March 7th, Saturday, Louise and I will be in Seattle for a one-day cruise with me and the folks from KPTK AM Talk 1090 from noon to 3 aboard the Royal Argosy. And you can get tickets for that, information on that, at am1090seattle.com, the website for Talk 1090. On March 19th, a Thursday, I'll be in Chicago debating Michael Medved. That's sponsored by WCPT, Chicago's Progressive Talk, AM and FM. Their website, chicagoprogressivetalk.com. And on May 2nd, Saturday, in Denver, Colorado, I am keynoting the Green Festival. And that, you know, the big Green Festival in Denver. And that website is greenfestivals.org/Denver. So just a heads up on, you know, what's coming up if you want to come hang out. Always great to meet folks who are listening to the show. Janice in Long Beach, California. Hey, Janice, hello. What's on your mind?
Hello, Tom. First, I'm sorry to preface this with chatter, but my husband and I were so overjoyed to see you on the Keith Olbermann show. I can't tell you.
Oh, well, thank you. Be sure to let the Keith Olbermann folks know that. So.
Oh, okay. I will do that. I'm an RN, retired recently. Emergency room nurse for many, many years, actually. I worked with Florence, you know. Mm-hmm. But I have no insurance. I worked for a tiny rural hospital in California, the tiniest, most remote hospital on an island where it was basically almost like a third world clinic, which was great. Brought me great joy to work there, but we had no, like, benefit program, you know.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
My observations of our healthcare situation are so sad, especially when I watched as the Reagan administration came through and changed this country. the administrators of the hospital became CEOs,
right.
And everything changed.
Yep.
It was no longer driven by medical personnel who were concerned about the care of patients as the primary thing. And then all the office people were auxiliary people making the finances work.
Yeah.
It became a money-making business where patients were secondary. I was director of that hospital for some time, and it was so stressful because I watched as we would get interns and residents from UCLA and USC would come over, and it's actually in their training. I would watch as they would check first the patient's insurance status or financial status in the intake procedure of the patients and treat accordingly.
Yep. I am old enough to remember growing up in Lansing, Michigan, when state law required health insurance companies to be not-for-profits, and Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan was a nonprofit, when they required hospitals to be not-for-profits. So you had Sparrow Hospital, St. Lawrence was the Catholic hospital. Sparrow was who they were affiliated with, and Ingham Medical, which was the county hospital. And I remember doctors doing house calls when I was a little kid in the late 50s and early 60s. Literally, and Louise is nodding her head. She remembers doctors coming to the house. I mean, there was a time in this country when health care was widely available and affordable and people could get it. And that was back when we understood that health care is part of the commons and therefore it is not something on which somebody should be making a profit. Instead, it's something that should be provided. And Janice, you're the second health care provider today to call and say that you work in the health care field and you can't get health insurance. It's just a tragedy. Janice, I've got to move along, but thank you very much for the call. I appreciate it. It's great to hear from you. And by the way, if you're concerned about this issue, call James Clyburn. Go to callcongress.org, and you'll find the toll-free numbers there. Just ask for Congressman Clyburn's office. Call Steny Hoyer. Call Nancy Pelosi. Call Henry Waxman and say, good on you, Henry. I mean, but in particular, call James Clyburn, because we don't want this thing taken off the table. This has to be passed soon. Don in Gunnison, Colorado. Hey, Don, what's up?
Hey, Tom, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I just wanted to let you know I called my congressman, let him know what was going on. I'm in a small community on the West Slope here, and for the first time, the hospital here is doing counseling of people before they have a treatment to try to get some payment beforehand. Because
they're not doing financial counseling before they do medical counseling?
Basically, letting the people know that what the cost is going to be, because the hospital is losing money so much because people can't pay their bills.
Right. Yeah.
They're trying to get some people some money flowing in.
Yeah. This isn't necessarily an evil hospital story. This is a broken system story. Don, thanks a lot for the call. This is just crazy. Carol in San Diego. Hey, Carol.
Oh, hi, Tom. First of all, I want to say thank you so much for your program. I listen every day on the internet because we don't have a radio station here. And as I'm sitting here, I am the director of a nonprofit in San Diego that helps families of sick kids with out-of-pocket costs, and I'm here sending out gas cards and food cards so that families can afford to get their kids back and forth to treatment because they're so broke from out-of-pocket expenses that they can't even afford to buy food or put gas in the car.
Out-of-pocket medical expenses.
Out-of-pocket medical expenses. I mean, I pay for a formula that insurance doesn't cover because they said it's not necessary, even though this is the only formula a medically fragile child can tolerate. We've bought backup generators for kids who are dependent on breathing machines, all kinds of things that would just make your head spin because the insurance companies and also Medi-Cal won't pay for these things, and the families are desperate. And so it's as you say, it's a broken system. And when you talk to people who live in other countries, they're appalled. They're just appalled at the inhumanity that is prevalent in our system of health, the health care business. It's not a health care industry. But one thing I'd like to throw into the mix that I haven't heard in the discussion yet is an expansion of the Family Medical Leave Act.
Yes.
So many of our families are in the economic situation they're in now because they lose their jobs when their kids get sick. There's no unemployment. There's no Social Security. There's nothing to help these families stay at home to take care of their kids. And I think anyone who's ever had someone in your family with a long-term illness or a chronic illness or terminal illness knows that your first concern when someone gets sick is that you want to be there, you want to take care of them. But most people in this country aren't covered by any kind of family medical leave. And the Family Medical Leave Act, such as it is now, is really a joke because most people aren't covered by it, and it only guarantees unpaid leave. It doesn't guarantee people an income. So how are they supposed to pay for things while their family member is sick?
Yep. What we're looking at is the consequence of 26 years of conservative ideology driving this country straight into the ground. And Carol, you put your finger right on it. Thank you very much for the call. Ryan in Eureka, California, listening on KXGO. Hey, Ryan, what's up?
Hey, Tom. Love your show.
Thank you.
And I agree totally. And also, I'm one of those physicians who can't afford health care. I have a family of five, and we haven't had health care.
You're a doc?
I'm an acupuncturist.
Uh-huh.
Or I should say, a physician of Chinese medicine.
Right.
And one of the things that's kind of not in the discussion is alternative medicine, even though I don't like that word alternative.
Yeah, let's call it complementary.
Yes, or traditional.
Yeah.
Traditional
sure.
medicine.
Sure.
I treat people, and the cost is pennies on the dollar.
Yeah.
Pennies on the dollar. And we have a medicine in this country. We're licensed. I'm licensed by the Medical Board of California.
Yep.
And, you know, our medicine can save, you know, could save lots of money in the system we have. I get people better for under $500 for complex situations.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so I hear the stories. My patients tell me horror stories every single day.
Yeah.
And I can't even get a job at a hospital.
Yeah,
there is no hospital in the state of California that will hire
this is one of the things, yeah, Ryan, this is one of the things that I loved about the German system when I lived there is we lived in the little town of Stadtsteinach, and the doc in our town, this is a town of like 13,000 people, the doc in our town was also an herbalist. The doc in the next town over, Kronach, was also an acupuncturist. In Klumbach, where they had six or eight docs, you know, maybe a town of 70,000-80,000 people, the other nearby town, there were several doctors who specialized in things in addition to normal traditional or normal, you know, allopathic medicine that they'd all been trained in. And you could pick which one you wanted to go to.
Right.
And you know, I liked going to the herbalist. There were actually, if I'd had a neurological problem, I would have gone to the acupuncturist. I lived in China for a month in Beijing at the Beijing International Acupuncture Treatment Hospital, studied acupuncture. I mean, it was more like a, you know, bunny slopes course for learning how to ski kind of thing. I was
right.
just learning about it. But I've seen miracles from acupuncture. It should be part of our medicine. You're absolutely right. Ryan, thanks a lot for listening to the show, and thanks for the great work that you're doing keeping people well. 45 minutes past the hour.
Visit HartmanRadio.com for live streaming video of the Tom Hartman Program.
Fighting mind-numbing incompetence. Tom Hartman, nationwide. Weekdays 9 to noon, AM 620 KPOJ.
Barack Obama has chosen his top personnel. Now, what should be his top policies? Chain for America is the first book with a comprehensive blueprint for President Obama to reset policy on the economy, healthcare, and foreign affairs. Edited by Air America President Mark Green, it describes a new progressive patriotism based on more democracy, diplomacy, and green-collar jobs. President Clinton calls it insightful, while Senator Kennedy concludes it's a brilliant roadmap for the 44th president. Change for America, available at bookstores everywhere.
Pick up the phone and speak your mind.
I'm certainly not happy with what Israel is doing in the Gaza Strip.
It appears that unless somebody is going to step in, we could be in for at least 2+ more weeks of pointless violence.
We could try to find solutions that don't involve these flare-ups, these really ghastly incidents.
Let us know what you think. Call us at 866-303-2270. We're listening.
Carl Wolfson and friends.
Let's get to Joe the plumber. He's covering the war in Israel.
6 to 9.
You're not going to believe what he said.
I'll be honest with you. I don't think journalists should be anywhere allowed war. And if you're going to sit there and say, well, look at this atrocity, well, you don't know the full story behind it half the time.
Yeah, you know, we should just take what the Pentagon says. No atrocities. You know, that's just war.
It's Carl Wilson.
I think he's one of those people that had his 5 minutes of fame and now thinks he's really smart.
I kind of lean that he's an idiot.
Morning, 6 to 9.
AM 620 KPOJ.
Portland's only progressive talk station.
Here he is, folks. Just when you thought he had left us for a gig in Alaska, he's back. It's that gale force soprano himself, Old Man Winter. And this year he's piling it on with hits like Chain Me Up or Loose Me Forever. And classics like I Hit the Brakes, But I'm Sliding for You. That is, unless you're driving one of those styling new symmetrical all-wheel drive Subarus from Car Subaru. They're climbing all over winter like some kind of mountain goat, baby. And right now, you can get into a 2009 fully loaded Outback 98 starting at just $17,995. That's right, just $17,995. Daddy, you at Car Subaru. So unless you enjoy hits like Slip Sliding Away, you gotta get to Car Subaru Northwest with more Subarus than winter has snowflakes, mama. Car Subaru, off Highway 217 on Canyon Road in Beaverton, where salaried salespeople see it your way. Oh! Sale price includes $1,500 rebate and is based on 2009 Outback 98. Stock number SO10139.
On the national front, National Collectors Mint is releasing to the public a limited quantity of the last surviving United States minted Morgan silver dollars. We'll give you the number for free information and a free DVD in a moment. But first, they've been called the most sought-after coins in American history, coins with a fiery past. More than 300 million Morgan silver dollars were melted down by the government during both world wars, and millions more were melted by silver profiteers in the 70s and 80s. Now, the National Collectors Mint is releasing to the public a limited quantity of original United States minted Morgan silver dollars, all in brilliant, uncirculated to fine condition. These Morgan silver dollars are hefty, rich with historical value, and packed with more than 3/4 of an ounce of gleaming silver, available now on a first-come, first-served basis. Free information and a free DVD are available to the public by calling 1-800-600-5909. Please dial carefully 1-800-600-5909. 1-800-600-5909.
Hey, Carl Wolfson from The Morning Show. January is National Eye Care Month, a time when many of us use our new health insurance plans to get our eyes checked. Sadly, millions of people around the world don't have this luxury. This month, stop by Eyes on Broadway and donate your old glasses, which will be redistributed when Dr. Tom Barreto travels to Peru this March to perform eye exams for those less fortunate. A great way to start out the new year. Donate your old glasses at 2300 Northeast Broadway or learn more at eyesonbroadway.com.
Now back to Tom Hartman nationwide on Portland's progressive talk station, AM 620 KPOJ.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
This is my dad's favorite song. We played it at his funeral, and my mom is fairly close now to her funeral. So we could keep my family, particularly my brother Stan and his wife Cindy, who are caring for my mom, in your prayers or thoughts. I'd appreciate it. Thanks so much to Louise Hartman, to my producer, Sean Taylor, to Stephanie Whiteman, Shelley Osterberger, Marcus Hillman, and Michael McDonald at Air America, to Sue Nethercutt and the folks in our chat room, and Mike Toth, who does the audio archives on our website, to our affiliates, our sponsors, and to you for listening to our program. Thank you. It is much appreciated. Dwayne in Petaluma, California. Hey, Dwayne, welcome to the show. What's on your mind today?
Bless you, Tom. Yes, I'm calling to object to the method chosen to finance 676.
Okay.
It does nothing to create health. It simply redistributes the burden. And I think we should tax the causes of injuries and sickness rather than tax wages. 20 years from now, we will still have just as much sickness, or we will have, as you comment, would you rather have a CEO or the politicians rationing your care? I don't think you quite use those words. Mm. But we will have rationing, And much of the argument that...
we have rationing right now, Duane, and as does every country in the world. I mean, let's just be practical and real about it. But I get your point, and I would suggest that rather than... And I'm assuming you're talking about something like a sin tax, where we pay for it with taxes on alcohol or trans fats or fatty foods or things like that. Is that what you're talking about?
Sugar and gasoline for all the automobile-related injuries when they run over bicyclists and leave them by the side of the road. I'd like to see those people get medical care paid for from a gas tax.
Yeah. Duane, it's an interesting start. I would work it the other way around, frankly, with things that are healthy and things that help build our economy getting tax breaks. And I wouldn't direct that money, because then you get these perverse incentives. It's like right now you've got this weird incentive to have people gamble in order to have some schools work, and that just doesn't make sense. Bob Ney with the Talk Radio News Service, talkradionews.com, on the line with us. Hey, Bob, what's going on in Washington, D.C.?
Well, hi, Tom. Well, there's a lot going on. Actually, the Senate Democrats have asked the House Democrats to hold off on taking up the omnibus package next week, and those are the 9 appropriation bills that are still outstanding, and they would prefer to get the stimulus done. But now the House has said they're going to still take up the omnibus next week, and you know, because they have passed the stimulus over. So I think the two chambers will continue to work, but most of the week's going to be focused on that. The Senate Budget Ranking Member Judd Gregg, of course, has now acknowledged his name is among those being talked about by President Obama for Commerce Secretary. That could make a pretty big difference in the Senate. It could give Democrats actually the 60 votes, you know, that they might need.
Yeah.
And
that would be a strategic masterstroke by Obama.
Well, can you imagine what the Republicans are doing right now? So
yeah, and speaking as somebody who lived in New Hampshire for 5 years, and you know, I have some familiarity with Judd Gregg. He's a Republican, but he's not one of the real toxic crazies. He's not like Sununu.
Exactly.
And no offense, I know you were a Republican congressman once yourself.
I wasn't one of the toxic crazies. So
yeah,
and
in fact,
crazy administration.
Yeah, I agree. And for those who don't know your story, I think you were the guy who speaks Farsi in the House of Representatives, to whom the Iranians came and said that they were willing to negotiate with Israel. They were willing to recognize their right to exist. They were willing to stop support for terrorist organizations. And you passed that information along to the administration. And boom, the piano fell out of the sky on your head,
which they denied and later said yes, they did get it. So
President
Obama has tapped the Vice President Biden to head up a middle class task force, which is really getting some pretty rave reviews. And 3 executive orders to help unions were signed by President Obama, and that's, I think, part of his attitude of solution of helping, you know, the working people.
Mm-hmm.
The U.S. Chamber announced, by the way, Tom, they're going to oppose Buy American provisions in the stimulus bill. Why, I don't know.
Well, because the U.S. Chamber is made up of transnational corporations who don't give a damn about the U.S., Bob.
Well, but I still find it amazing that they actually publicly say this. So.
Yeah, it is ironic. It is bizarre. But the fact of the matter is that you've got these so-called U.S. companies, you know, like Hewlett-Packard, for example, you know, and I pick on them, not to pick on them so much as a company, but because their former CEO was out there stumping for John McCain, and you know, they manufacture things in China and then bring them into the United States and sell them and call themselves an American company. You know, over 40% of all international trade in and out of the United States, over 40% of it is within individual companies. In other words, it's HP China selling to HP US. That's not the kind of international trade that does anybody any good at all. But those are the kind of companies that make up the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, and that's why they're saying that they're going to oppose a Buy America provision.
And then when they run in trouble overseas, they come to the United States Congress to get bailed out.
Yeah,
so
I've
seen that many, many times.
Yep.
The Coleman race... still in legal proceedings in the court, and there's a lot of news today about the suicide rate amongst the Army troops. An awful lot of news about that.
Yeah, that's
very
high. A real tragedy. We've also seen, there was also a report, I think it was in the AP, maybe in the last 24 hours, about suicides among working people in the United States. We just had a terrible one here in Oregon where a guy killed a couple of people and then killed himself after he got laid off. The BBC reported a study on this, that a 100-year study that was done by an academician in Australia, UK countries, UK and Australia, they found that during over a 100-year period when the Conservatives were in charge, suicide rates went up, male suicide rates by 17%, females by 40%. And when the Liberals were in charge, suicide rates went down. And I think we're seeing it all over again. It's just the tough times that come.
A lot of hard-handed tactics, I think, by the White House has not helped.
Yep, you're right. Bob Ney, Bob, thanks a lot for being with
us today.
Thank you. TalkRadioNews.com, the website. Good talking to you, Bob. Coming up Monday, I'll be mixing it up with Carrie Lucas of the Independent Women's Forum about the new stimulus package. What part doesn't she like? Well, where do you want to start? Plus, Mike Lux, CEO of Progressive Strategies, co-founder of OpenLeft.com. His new book, The Progressive Revolution, How the Best in America Came to Be, the History of the Progressive Movement. And don't forget, my friends, democracy begins with you. Call Jim Clyburn's office, among other things, and say, we want national health care, and we want it now! Tag, you're it! See you Monday.
This is the Tom Hartman Program. For exclusive audio archives and more information, visit HartmanRadio.com.